Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hold on.
E-I-E-I-O.
Hold on, and...
There's the bell.
Hold on, this is really great today.
This is gonna be great. Just adjusting the
equipment. Having some equipment issues at the beginning of the show today.
You're not gonna believe why we're having these problems. It's because Joe's not here.
Place falls apart without him. It's terrifying.
Joe.
It is.
I mean,
I didn't realize he was that integral.
It appears to be true. There are things that he does, I guess, before the start of the show.
That no one else does.
Right?
No one
Rob?
Knows about.
One of our main problems is he was hesitant to reveal his password to us.
Sure.
to open
don't
up the...
don't tell me what it is.
To open
really,
up the computer.
He didn't want to share?
Yeah, apparently he's... Beth Ann said he's weird about it.
He thinks it's job security.
Is that it? Well, apparently it is, because the engineers didn't know how to get in without Joe's password.
You see, if we don't have a password to open up the computers,
right.
All of the phone stuff is all done through computers.
Can't get to our flawless phone system without the password.
And hey, how about my voice sounding good, huh?
Hey, welcome back to the tuberculosis ward.
Sounding good. I want to let me just start by thanking God. Because God in his infinite wisdom gave me what I believe was the flu 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I was thinking, in fact, just this weekend, I was thinking how fortunate I was to have dodged that bullet that you didn't. And when that happens, this has happened before.
You've
had it, and then it's gone away, and then it's
come back.
And then we all get it.
Come back with a vengeance. Mm-hmm. It's really come back with a total vengeance. It's grabbed
the
fiber of my soul.
I think, of course, of no one other than myself in these situations.
Nor do I. And, Mike, that's why even now at this time of well, not deathly illness, but God knows I feel awful enough to die. I ask the senior citizens listening again to give up your flu shots.
Right.
For those of us here performing vital public interest.
I believe the time of the flu shot is almost past.
I'll tell you how bad I was today, how desperate I was today.
I thought Saturday was your desperate day.
Oh, but today, just to be able to come to work.
Right.
Saturday I was awful. Sunday was a little better. Today is hinky. But I actually took some of my wife's feng shui Chinese, grasshopper voodoo.
You mean something where you drink it and you rearrange the room?
No, you didn't. You don't drink anything. It's little pieces of root.
You chew on?
Licorice root, as it turns out, is what I was chewing on.
Did you see colors?
No, I didn't see any colors.
Okay.
I realized I could have gone out.
You didn't hug it.
I could have gone to the tree outside, pulled off a piece of the tree outside, and done the same thing.
No. That would be a 70s expression, I believe.
hugging a tree.
Hug a root. Tree.
Or hug a tree.
Right.
As Tommy James would sing.
Yes.
Hugging a tree when you get near it.
Right. I just seem to remember, getting annoyed at people and saying hug a root.
So. I've heard that one before. I heard
it's evil.
Hug a tree.
Yeah,
which would
well, tree hugger is the the catchphrase from conservative America for people that are environmentalists.
So anyway, she says to me this morning, "Hey, if you're still not feeling bad, if you're not feeling well, rather, if you're still feeling poorly, feeling bad, chew on this stuff."
Uh-huh.
And I realize after about 10 minutes that what I'm doing on it, I'm chewing on pieces of wood.
Yes.
Like the type of wood that you would use to kindle the fire with.
Well, it's what the certain cultures have relied on, right? Herbs and roots and things.
And I guess that it's all mental, because about 15 minutes later I said, "You know what? I feel fantastic."
But the root worked?
I did feel good for about 5 minutes.
Did you bring the root to work?
No, I did not. Until I started focusing on the fact that I had a real strong pain in my mouth.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking, now what's going on with this? And I go up and I floss and I floss and I floss. And what it is there are tiny pieces of wood that are jammed into my gums.
What a relief.
And no matter how much I floss, no matter how much blood comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't believe those ads on TV. I saw an ad today with a woman talking about how her dentist told her that she should switch toothpastes because when she flossed, she was seeing too much pink.
Yeah.
When she's spitting out, That's not pink, honey.
That's, no.
That's red.
Yeah.
Blood is red.
That's right.
I mean, I'm positive she wasn't talking about, like, pink in her gums.
No, she's talking about blood coming off her gums.
Right. That's right. You know, when I was doing this today, when I'm going like a madman trying to get these pieces of wood between
right.
my big wooden George Washington teeth.
When I floss, I go right up to my sideburns.
Right.
Yeah, it's like butter.
Anyway, there's just, right now, and I can feel it underneath my tongue.
Still,
there is one piece that I just can't get.
Have you tried the Glide? What kind of floss did you use?
Yes, I have. I tried not only Glide, I've also tried a big long strip.
Aren't you new to this flossing thing? I mean, how long have you been flossing?
Oh, for a couple of years. A
couple of years, yeah.
Off and on.
You're new to it.
You should try flossing with florist wire.
You know what I love about flossing?
Florist wire.
I love
Where the hell did he get florist wire?
The florist.
The florist.
I love the flossing thing that I have that's like a little toothbrush.
Like a stick?
That's a stick.
Yes.
That
and
holds,
it's got like a wire in between it.
That holds the little thing.
Oh, kind of looks like a slingshot.
That's really great. You know, I just realized what an idiot you, well, with my permission, just made me sound like.
With the flossing?
How long have you been flossing? Oh, a couple of years now.
Yeah. But a lot of people still floss.
I'm 46. How long have you been flossing? Really? In earnest? Maybe about 2 years.
It's never too late to start.
Maybe about 2 years.
Well, I remember when you came in on the show one day and you were talking about a dentist appointment where they had said, you know, you have to floss now on a regular basis, which you hadn't been doing.
And I said, you're kidding me.
And they said, no.
I've seen the ads. I don't know if I believe
Are you compulsive
hype.
Yet? About flossing?
Yes, which is why this piece of wood that's stuck right behind this
one. Driving you nuts.
Yep, yeah, tooth is driving me nuts.
Buzz is the best flosser on the show.
I love the pain. I'm told I have the gums of a teenager.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
What do college basketball and Denise Richards have in common?
What?
One, they both drive guys wild. Two, they're both featured in the special December issue of Playboy.
Ooh.
Available on newsstands now.
I happened to get a look at the cover of that Playboy magazine, and it probably for the first time in
commercial, Rob.
In a number of years, that's one I might actually pick up.
I think we all should.
It's going to be a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
It sounded like it was a groaner that he was giving his real voice.
It's a commercial that has to be read at some point when we're on the network today.
Have you seen the cover of that Playboy?
No.
With Charlie Sheen's wife?
I just read the stuff.
You know she's got to be slightly evil to be with Charlie Sheen.
Sure. Yeah,
God bless her.
So anyway, that's that. Now, having said that, I'll tell you this. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Shannon.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills and personal banker to Granny.
Oh.
Granny.
I was just speaking of my teeth.
Yes.
Mil, what Christmas movie is loved by dentists?
The Molar Express. Sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
It's okay if you read along.
If I get I'm not reading along.
No,
I got that on my own.
Right. No, I didn't mean it.
Guess the punchline.
I didn't mean it like that.
Don't worry. Don't be sensitive.
You know what
you're
I
fine.
Mean.
You're fine. Hey,
you can...
hey, I want to tell you early on.
Yes.
You're doing a great job.
Okay.
All right.
Congratulations.
Don't get, because I know when you're sick, you don't feel like you're cutting the mustard. You're doing a great job.
Okay, I'll back off.
All right, you're doing fine.
Hello.
Hello there.
What sitcom is loved by the Amish?
What sitcom is loved by the Amish?
Go ahead this time. Try to guess.
Loved by the Amish.
2.5 Mennonites.
Oh, God. I never guessed that one. I really laughed at that. That's horrible.
And one more?
That's horrible.
Hello, this is Scott Shedd.
I'm Bill Dimebill.
What did ODB drink every morning?
What?
A glass of Wu-Tang.
Oh, God. Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Every thought in here.
Yeah, oh, and I forgot to play the game with you. To see if you can figure out.
Hello.
You're so good at figuring that other thing.
Hello.
Did those come from the prep service, or did those come from Big Head?
Those came from Big Head.
Buzz?
I'd say prep service.
Mike's the winner.
Ah. It was Rob?
Yeah.
All right.
It was Old Big Head.
Winner.
Oh, hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It's a good day when the door opens.
True story. He was a
neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been? 2.5 Mennonites. Wow.
I like that one.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sport Fishing with Sonny Jurgensen and all the ships at sea. It's what Brian Denning...
I saw that.
Did you see
that? I saw that on the Simpsons last night.
I almost fell out of my chair. It's what Brian Denning would call a Category 6 radio show. Dr. Onimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Hello, everybody. Hello.
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 Hi there. This is the Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Monday.
Monday 1504.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
And, oops, somebody's got to pick up that phone in the other room. It's our crazy, kooky mystery guest to start the show today.
I was just checking to see if you were okay, James.
I am. I'm full voice today.
Very good.
How you feeling, Buzz?
I've never felt better.
How you feeling, Mike?
I feel like I'm on the verge. Of getting what you guys have.
No, you're not.
Even though I'm healthy as a horse.
No, you're not.
I'm going to get it. I'll get it when we go away. No, Thanksgiving.
You know what? You're not going to
get it? No, I'll get it when we go away, which I always do.
Weren't you just with your kids this weekend?
Yes, I was.
See, if you... And you're with your kids enough that if you were going to get, like, sick, you would have gotten it. Because that's the big... You know, Rob, I'm surprised you don't have it because you have kids.
Yeah, it's true. But they stay home in their cages.
They carry the most virulent germs.
Guys, we're going to switch gears here and start the Monday get-together.
Very good.
With a mystery guest.
A mystery guest.
Wow. Yes. Now, the mystery guest game will be played by both Mike and Buzz.
Very good.
Okay. This is a good contest, a competition.
Let me get pen and paper out.
Competition on Monday to see if you can decide who the mystery guest is. We'll give you 10 questions.
Will the mystery guest be disguising his or her voice?
I do not know. Let's now welcome to start the show, the mystery guest. Hello, mystery guest.
Word up.
And we will start with Mike.
Well, it's obvious mystery guest is a man. Mystery guest, if you made your fame in television.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go, Ed. We go to Buzz.
Do you have a show currently on primetime network television?
No, man.
Mystery guest, are you also involved in the world of sports?
No, man.
No. I'm really glad I came in today.
Right.
I just want to say, this is now making it worth it for me. Hang on through this, everybody. Buzz?
Mystery man, was your show a comedy?
No.
And we go to Mike for question number... What is this, Mike? Six?
Three.
Well, you only get five.
Four.
Each. You only get five each.
Five each. Oh, I don't remember. Mystery guest, was your show a crime drama?
No.
Mystery guest, do you have a series currently running on a cable network?
No, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real, you know?
Keeping it real. That's good.
Do you have a guess, either of you?
No. Mystery guest, are you from England?
No, man, no.
Mike, you're out. And Buzz?
Ooh, I'm lost. Mystery guest, did you have a game show?
No, man.
No.
Damn.
No. Fellas?
Yes?
Let me just say...
I am clueless. I have no idea.
You have been stumped.
Yes?
Let's welcome to the Don and Mike Show, mystery guest, RuPaul.
Baby, RuPaul.
RuPaul.
You guys get stumped, but what do I get?
Oh, listen to the that's why. Really,
thank you, RuPaul.
RuPaul, was,
thank you.
Was that all I get is a thank you?
RuPaul
like
was
prize
used,
or something.
RuPaul was using that lower register. You know, I mean, my God,
that's why I started laughing.
I was wearing a really tight pair of panties, is what was causing.
yes, indeed. Who wasn't fooled by that? It's RuPaul.
Sure.
That's why I started laughing so much when you were doing
our silly questions.
RuPaul, how have you been?
I've been great. And if you want to find out more, just go to RuPaul.com. I've got a little blog there where you can find out my day-to-day action. Ooh, yeah.
Now, RuPaul has a new single out. looking and feeling.
Oh, RuPaul.com, RuPaul Red Hot, which is on Amazon.com and in Virgin and Tower and all those places.
Is that the single RuPaul Red Hot or the album?
The album is called RuPaul Red Hot.
RuPaul Red Hot.
And here's what we can discuss with RuPaul.
What?
Do you know that RuPaul is currently working at Station 102.7 in New York?
Really?
The old WNEW.
That's right.
Oh. So you're actually traveling the hallways where we once traveled.
You were kidding.
No. Many people were there. Yeah.
So that explains the smell.
Yeah. There were lots of nasty things that went on in that radio
station. Are you still in the WNEW studios, the original WNEW studios?
Yes, we are. We sure are. Right across the street from Carnegie Hall.
Hey, is Pete the engineer still there?
No, he's been embalmed.
Buzz, hold on a second. Show Mike that picture from the web.
I found a very surprising picture of RuPaul. I expected all of the pictures to be in dresses.
I've seen that picture before.
Not in a suit and tie.
He looked like the guy that married Star Jones.
Yeah, actually, RuPaul looks like RuPaul could be a finalist on The Apprentice in that picture. Right?
Right, well, you've never seen me and the guy who married Star Jones in the same room at the same time, have you?
True.
That's very true.
What is your take on the Star Jones wedding? Are you invited, RuPaul?
No, the Star Jones actually happened this past weekend.
Oh, that's right. You didn't participate in that, huh?
No, but I did participate in his bachelor party, if you know what I mean.
Huh.
Did you really?
Really.
I'm just twisting your
Let me also mention that RuPaul will be Friday night at the Pulse nightclub in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wow, it's a long way between Albuquerque and New York City, isn't it, RuPaul?
Yeah, it's a long way between them. But you know what? I go out every weekend and do shows. And then, of course, on the weekdays, I go to bed at 8:30 at night, wake up at 3, so I can go do morning drive in New York City.
What can one look forward to in the RuPaul stand-up musical extravagant? What is your show? Is it pure stand-up? Do you sing? Do you dance? Is it a production? What do you do?
Well, you know, this is RuPaul Red Hot is my third or fourth album, something like that. I sing songs from the album. I do a little stand-up.
Hey, would you talk, finish this answer in your other voice?
In my, which voice?
The Butch voice.
And the one that you used when we first had you on the phone.
No, man, I do my show, and you know what I'm saying? I just keep it real for the show, for the brothers. You know what I'm saying? It's a show, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, and now Buzz has found a
childhood picture of RuPaul.
A childhood picture
charming.
Of RuPaul.
There you go.
Is that all on his website,
yes,
Buzz?
Yeah. Oh, look at that little turtle there.
All right.
Website and pink.
All right, well, listen, Mr. RuPaul, thank you for being on the show. What's your website again?
It's RuPaul.com.
RuPaul.com. All right, we'll see you.
Good luck
thank
at WNEW. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good luck. RuPaul.
See, that was
great. I never would have gotten RuPaul.
It was funny because he agreed to talk like a guy.
You're waving around a card and it's got a scantily clad woman on the back of it.
That is simply from my Sports Illustrated desk calendar.
Wrote
a note on the back side of that.
Very, yeah. Very cool.
She's cute.
She is cute.
She's cute. Thank you, Andre Johnson.
We had fun with that years ago.
Yes, we did.
Andre Johnson, RuPaul.
All right, so there's RuPaul. RuPaul.
It's a shame that Pete Johnson isn't dealing with RuPaul. Hi, RuPaul.
Now, as for the problems that we were having with the equipment before the show,
yeah,
this is now just another layer on what will be, I'm sure, the greatest show that we've ever done, today's show.
I believe the show is off to a great start. The week is off to a great start.
So, get up this morning. You've already heard the terrible tragedy of my illness.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm trying to summon the intestinal fortitude, blah, blah, to come in here.
Right. It would be worse. Right. You could have set yourself on fire outside the White House today.
phone rings. Who
you know
did
that really happened?
Who did that?
You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't.
Moments before we went on the air, someone down in front of the White House had set themselves afire.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Do you have that?
I shouldn't take it so hard. Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact. A man described...
It wasn't John Kerry, was it?
A man of Middle Eastern descent, apparently.
Yes. Shouting Allah.
Shock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they opened up all those streets back down.
Yeah.
Downtown again.
You're probably going to see that closed off again. Because it's right where they just opened it up.
That's nice. Although, when I saw the report on TV about how here in D.C., down by the Capitol, they had blocked off a bunch of streets, and now they've reopened all of these streets.
For now.
Right. As it turns out, they were blocking the streets with plastic jersey walls.
Yeah.
Jersey walls that appeared to be made by play school.
Filled with sand.
Oh, were they filled with sand?
I think so, yeah. Well, they interlock.
They must have taken the sand out because when these guys were, they showed them on TV clearing the street. Guy had like three of them on one arm and three on the other. Just like play school
big
stuff.
Big Legos, yes.
Listen, Joe Ardinger, he's not here today.
Why is Joe Ardinger here today?
Because he had an accident.
Oh, like a car accident?
No, a Joe accident.
Joe.
I got a call this morning, and it was early on Joe's scale, probably like 8:30. Is that about what time I called
Joe?
Yeah, wow.
Yep. So it was before 9, and I initially thought Joe was still awake. And our standard joke is, did I wake you? He said, I had a senior moment yesterday.
Oh, no.
I said, what happened? He said, I fell on my steps in front of my house and cut my lip,
Ooh. And
it bled all night. Ooh. Now I'm woozy, and I'm in the emergency room, and Tracy says I can't go to work.
Oh, wow.
And then I hear in the background, you're having the blood pressure is 120. So she's, you know, going 1,000 miles
an hour. So he was bleeding all night. He was bleeding so badly that he lost blood?
Yeah, and
he's Joe.
He seems to think that is because he had taken so much ibuprofen for, remember his back?
Bad back.
Yeah, that is bad.
This is Joe. Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, here he is now.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Now, before we hear the story, let me first say, thank God you're okay.
Yeah, and Joe, it was hard getting the show on the air without you today.
There's not much of a story.
And thank you for giving us the password. Joe, are you on meds?
Are you still in the hospital?
No, I'm at home.
Are you on meds?
Nope.
Really?
So this is just a natural.
Are you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
You have stitches?
I'm tired. No, I didn't even get stitches.
No stitches.
You just, that lip clotted naturally?
Yeah, finally.
Let me see.
I lost about all my blood.
Hey.
Pretty smart. Pretty smart. You're bleeding to death from your lip. You don't go, hold on, Joe. There are so many things I want to ask you here. First, I'd like to know, was there alcohol involved at all in this?
Well, at all, yes, but, you know, not as much as I suspect you suspect.
Well, how much do you suspect?
Boy, you sound like you're talking through a fat lip. Is your lip swollen?
Yeah, it is.
How much do you suspect? I suspect Joe. I've been with Joe and I've partied with Joe. Joe's like
nothing ridiculous. What, 20 beers?
No, I think
no.
I think a couple of pops and Joe's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have been watching NFL football all day, so it's just
all day.
He watches football and drinks beer.
Yeah. All right. So how many had you had? 12.
Like I told the doctor, more than 6, but less than 12.
Ah.
All right, now that we've outlined that, let's get into the tumble down the stairs.
So you had a bad fall.
Yeah, well, it was a strange thing. All I was doing was letting the dog out, and it was on the front steps. And I don't know if, because, you know, I had my back out of whack last week.
Yeah.
Were the steps icy?
Huh?
Were the steps icy?
No.
The guy says it wasn't that cold, right?
I know.
It was just, so you're taking your little dog for a walk?
I was just letting her out, you know, and I just lost my footing, but what happened was I did a face plant in the concrete.
Mm. Oh, my. Any other injuries?
How long
was the fall? Were you, like, at the top of the steps and you went all the way down?
Yeah, it was just like that.
Wow.
How many steps, Joe?
Just like 3, you know, just like a regular stepway.
25.
Like a porch.
Yeah.
Okay, so just so I have all the numbers, between 6 and 12 beers and 3 steps.
And he missed the step and he went all the way down face first.
He missed the step. Now, do you think you missed the step because of the 6 to 12 beers? Was this a senior moment? Was this simply not paying?
It was a senior moment, quite honestly. It's not like I was, you know, staggering around.
I have a question. When you fell, you didn't put your hands or arms out to prevent.
I did.
Your...
I've got scratches on my hands too.
Wow! But somehow the face made contact.
Oh yeah,
scratches on my hands too.
And it wasn't even really bad. The first thing I said to myself was, "That's going to leave a mark."
He's a little Garthy right now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I don't know, Wayne.
How serious do you think we should do? I'm curious about the part of this story where you couldn't stop bleeding. How much blood loss are we talking about? Like, did you fill towels up with blood?
Oh, yeah. Our bedroom looks like a crime scene.
Ooh, up to that point, Jerry had concealed his Percodan dependence.
I walk out with Michael, and I collapse in the hallway. And blood came from every opening I had.
Joe.
Wow. Ears, name it. Blood flow like the damn dike opened up.
Joe.
What had happened was that the Percodan was concealing the pain of a grapefruit ulcer.
Well, that's a total another story.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Right. Joe, I think what we need to do here is construct a timeline. Yeah. What time did you take the fall? Roughly.
About 10:30.
10:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
And okay. Then you began to bleed. When was the determination made that you couldn't stop the bleeding and you should go to the emergency room?
Oh, 7:30.
The 7:30. So did you sleep at all last night?
Nine hours.
Yes, I did. I was sleeping off and on, and it didn't seem to be bleeding all the time, but it would wake me up every couple hours, and it was just, you know, just a lip.
At any time, did you wake up with your face stuck to the pillow?
Oh, yeah. Woke up with a big ball of blood in my mouth and spit it out.
Did you put a Band-Aid on it, or?
I tried cotton balls. I tried everything.
Joe? Hey, Joe. It's Don here, your friend. All aside.
Uh-huh.
Is this domestic abuse? Is Tracy beating on you?
Did she hit you?
It looks like I got a baseball bat to the head, that's for sure.
Wow. Okay. You mean, so your mouth is complete? Is your mouth recognizable?
Oh, yeah.
I can hear that gum.
I know.
That was a good exchange.
Could you please?
I'm doing it because my mouth is very dry. That's the only time I will have gum on the program.
Okay? Please.
No. It's the same thing with the, you know, why the lights are bright. And, you know, it's my little thing that I'm just trying to keep my mouth dry.
That's but the lights are bright.
My mouth wet. My mouth wet.
But the lights, well, then drink, please. Because the lights.
I'll try not to make it. I'm very aware of the noise, and it made one tiny noise. And I know it's your thing.
It's been more than one tiny noise, and no, I'm sorry.
I know. You're under the weather today, and you're more sensitive.
You know what would keep your mouth moist is blood.
Ball of blood.
Worked for Joe.
Take into account, we are interviewing Joe, so my stress level is elevated. Okay. All right, so Joe, you spit out a ball of blood.
Yeah, a couple times.
Wow.
And
would you estimate like a quart was lost?
I don't know. We finally called the ambulance because I was turning white.
The what?
You heard it right. The ambulance. Oh, the ambulance.
The ambulance.
Uh-huh.
Did they give you blood at the ER?
He wasn't kidding.
No, but they gave me...
I know he wasn't kidding.
2 pints of the saline.
So you were woozy due to blood loss.
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to die.
Wow.
Thought you were going to die just from cutting your lip open. I'm surprised they didn't put stitches in today.
Because it finally stopped. I don't know. They gave me this big... like towel in the ambulance, and then so it's kind of stopped there. And
it's making a lot of sense, isn't it? Joe,
so you're not on any kind of medication right now?
No.
You're in the ambulance, Joe. Here's a big beach towel for you.
Did they prescribe like anything for you? Obviously, they don't want you on any more painkillers because it'll thin your blood.
And that's what he said. You know, I've been taking a lot of ibuprofen for my back last week, thought pretty much that it was a combination.
So is there a big gash on the outside of your mouth?
Nice gash.
I don't know. There's a gash by my eye and another one by my nose.
And then your mouth is cut inside and out, right?
Just inside.
Just on the inside. Okay. Have you looked in a mirror?
Hold on a second. You mean
I still have a lot of dry blood all over my face because it's too tender to wash off.
It's what?
It's too tender to wash up.
Painful.
Wait, they didn't do that for you at the ER?
Yeah, they did a little bit, but...
It's not at all like the television.
Wait a minute, hold on. This is a split lip, right? I mean, not to diminish.
It sounds like a split lip.
It sounds as simple as a split lip, but it bled all night long.
Did you ice it at all?
Oh, yeah, tried everything.
So, but you've been to the doctor now. And now that you've been to the doctor, what does the doctor say about your prognosis for a healthy recovery?
Well, all he said was that I couldn't go in today because of all the fluid that I lost and had put back in my body.
What did he say about the fluid loss when you went in there? Did he say if you had waited longer, you might have been in trouble?
This is all they said, and he said it, and the nurse said it at different times. You lost a lot of blood. And I'm like, oh, yeah, tell me about it.
They determined
this. They're like, no, I mean, you lost a lot of blood. And I'm like, well, how much is that? And he says, well, it's hard to determine, but your blood pressure is so low. You know, you're probably in shock, and you don't even know, which I was.
What's
that's the thing.
Man?
At 7 in the morning, I went into shock. I mean, things just weren't getting better.
Right. Hold on, so was this a split lip, or was this something more serious than a split lip?
It's just really a split lip. But on the inside of the mouth where, you know, you have more blood vessels.
How do you get a split lip? First off, where is the lip on the inside of your mouth?
No, you get it. The cut is like jams up against the teeth, and you rip off.
Right.
You rip open the inside of the mouth. It happens like in hockey all the time.
I got you. Joe?
His teeth cut it.
Yes?
Inside of his mouth.
They didn't give you anything for the pain?
No.
And you lost a tremendous amount of blood.
Uh-huh.
And are you feeling it? Did you get nauseous because you swallowed blood?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the worst.
I threw up blood, too.
Now,
I've been swallowing it all night when I was getting a little bit of sleep.
You can eat or drink today to build up your strength, to build your blood back up?
Yeah, everything's cool.
All right.
Think you're going to be here tomorrow? Hope so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would have been there today, but... I guess I was the only one who thought.
Was Tracy baby trying to get you into the ER all night?
Not until about 3 in the morning.
How much blood do you think you drank?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
You know, you could be a vampire.
Not nearly as much as I lost in towels and the toilet and the sink.
So your bathroom and bedroom is still just a wreck?
Joe, listen.
She's been up there cleaning it for...
I don't doubt you, this sounds like an O.J. crime scene with all this blood.
That's what it looked like.
At what point, though...
Even the EMTs were surprised.
Okay.
They said, you lost a lot of blood.
So did you call an ambulance? Oh, you did call an ambulance.
An ambulance.
Yeah.
At what point did you decide, when you went to the second towel, by the time you started to soak your second towel with blood, and you'd been drinking your own blood, how come I'm guessing at maybe 2 or 3 o'clock halfway through this?
When Tracy wanted him to go to the ER.
Yeah, why didn't you go then?
Because I'm a butt-headed male.
Ah. You just thought you could tough it out?
I figured it would have to stop bleeding. It's the smallest thing. I'll show it to you tomorrow. You'll be amazed.
But you lost a lot of blood.
And
went into shock.
Hey, Joe.
Hello?
Joe, we have a call for you.
Oh.
From Sacramento.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Here's Matt.
Hello, Joe. Hi, Matt. I'd just like to say you suck and you deserve this.
Oh,
that's a Sacramento call right there. Does it hurt to laugh, Joe?
No, not really.
Okay.
It feels good to laugh.
All right. Are you able to eat anything, Joe?
Just like soup right now.
Mm-hmm. What kind of soup?
Like soup right now.
Chicken and rice.
Yeah.
Now, would you want to avoid something that's like
Joe.
Hot that would wound again?
Soup. I mean, you got to have something.
No, it was
Rob.
Basically.
You heartless mom.
No, I'm trying to think. I mean, what would be...
What would you have? Some sorbet?
Ice cream. Always ice cream.
Lots of ice cream.
And it's good for you.
Probably want to stay away from the acidic quality of food items, like anything with a...
Joe, we're sending over a basket of tangerines.
Well, Joe, we hope you get better tomorrow.
If
a couple of ruby red grapefruits coming your way.
If I could tell you that I think the perfect pick-me-up for any situation like this, spend some time this afternoon at donandmikewebsite.com.
Yeah, very good.
That's a good place to go.
Cheer you up.
I'll go there right after I check joeorringer.com.
Okay, whore. Thank you. Thank you. Bye, Joe.
Oh, you know what? We checked out your site all weekend. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You know what's great about Don and Mike's website is you can check out a picture of Joe before he became hideously disfigured.
So as we speak to you now, you have dried blood on your face?
Just a little bit.
Just a little. Really?
Yeah, it makes you look tough.
What about your clothing? Is your clothing soaked with blood?
Not currently. No.
Is there any way you could bring the blood-soaked clothing in tomorrow?
Ooh, the towel.
Anything.
Oh, my God.
Can we give the towel away?
That's a biohazard, man.
Not once it's dry.
All right, Joe. Listen, bring some souvenirs tomorrow, whatever you can bring.
Do you know what the doctor said to me right after he checked me out?
What did he say, Joe?
I can't believe you're a phone screener at 40.
Say you lost a lot of blood.
How do you pronounce ambulance?
He said, are you that, Joe, Mr. Artinger? He said, are you that, Mr. Artinger? And I said, yeah.
It explains so much.
There you go.
That's probably why he didn't give me any meds. I got some penicillin.
So what are your plans for the rest of the afternoon?
Hold on, Elvis. You got some penicillin?
Yeah.
I got sick in the hospital.
To prevent it. Don, you always want to prevent infection. You
know, oh, okay.
NVK.
What do you got planned for the rest of the afternoon,
What's
Joe?
NVK. I'm sorry, Mike.
I'm going to go back to bed.
He's going to go back to bed.
What's 10VK?
I don't know. It's some sort of penicillin.
See if TB can put on a fresh pillowcase before you hit the sack.
Tracy, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and aren't you glad you have your fiancé, Tracy, baby, take care of you?
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
And maybe you catch a little Z time, and then when you wake up this evening, maybe a little more solid food, like maybe pudding.
Maybe, Mike.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. Okay, Joe.
How are you anyway?
How are you anyway?
Are you going to have scabs on your face, do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mmm, cool. Also tasty.
Okay, Joe. Well, we miss you.
Well, I missed the show. I'm really upset that I couldn't get in, but I'll be there tomorrow.
You know, the more I hear you...
I haven't missed a day at work since I started radio.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a sad streak.
Yeah.
That's a sad, sad streak. Wow. Who's that guy that Ty Cobb took over for? Or not Ty Cobb, Lou Gehrig took over for? Who's the guy, the famous guy that had been playing?
Oh, in the lineup. I know who you mean.
And then Lou Gehrig got in that one day, and the guy never got his job back?
I don't know.
Come on, that's like a good baseball trivia.
Boy, I don't know. Now you're driving me. I mean, Lou Gehrig was the man. Lou Gehrig was the
Yeah, but there
the
was
guy.
A guy, and they talk about this guy.
He
stepped
down one day.
He's a famous guy. He wasn't there one day, and then he came in the next day, and Lou Gehrig had his job. Anyway,
and that's how Travis Edelin became the Iron Man.
Anyway, we'll figure out that guy's name. All right,
sorry,
Joe.
I don't know that. I'm Mr. Baseball. I should know that.
Okay, bye, Joe.
See ya.
Get well. Bye bye. I hope you feel better.
I will. I'll be there tomorrow, whether I do or I don't.
Well, that's the way Don's playing today.
Okay, bye bye. Bye, Joe.
See ya.
But Mike, I didn't drink a pint of blood last night.
I'd throw that in. You playing hurt today?
And don't wake up with a ball of blood in your mouth.
And no offense, but you're not Mr. Baseball. Tom Selleck is.
That's right.
And he always will be. Right. I'll never forget that man in that great movie, Mr. Baseball, where he goes over to Japan to play baseball.
That's one of you actually. That was a movie that was panned by the critics, but you love it.
I do like it.
You enjoy it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And you're not the guy, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what the name of that movie is?
Movie?
The Man.
The Man, I'm sorry.
Wally Pip.
Wally Pip?
Wally Pip?
Wally Pip.
Sounds right. Good job. Speaking of Japan and baseball, I just should throw this in that on that little Americans tour over there,
yeah.
David Ortiz hit a 514-foot home run. In a Japanese stadium.
Yeah,
in
but
baseball.
Those are Japanese feet.
Yeah, right.
They're smaller.
They're much smaller.
Actually, it was about 320.
All right. Thank you for the tip, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you thank you for the call.
Still have blood on my face.
That's blood loss.
That's Joe. We'll get a good chance to look at him face to face.
Eyeball him, man.
On tomorrow's episode.
Face to face. I'm glad we called today. It feels like we were there now. He's always been the great storyteller.
it sure does, Buzz.
You know, it sounded like the symptoms of what happened to him, the blood loss. I mean, he sounded sluggish, lethargic, and not really with it. Well, I guess he's fine.
Joe.
Same old Joe.
Same old Joe.
Are you that Mr. Artinger?
Yeah.
I've been
a physician for years, and we've never had anybody this famous in our ER.
You're that Joe Artinger?
Yep.
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 I spit a ball of blood out. Tube of Talbot's bubble.
Tracy, baby.
Bleeding to death.
Tracy, baby.
Tracy said I was all white.
I'm bleeding to death.
Blood came from every opening my had. Honey, I'm going to take the dog out. Whoa.
Call an ambulance.
Face first. Hey, it's 7 o'clock. I'm feeling woozy. You better get the ambulance.
I don't think we're going to go into shock for at least 9 hours. Bring me a towel.
Two towels full of blood.
These are all crimson, Tracy, baby.
Joe. I'm bleeding to death, Tracy, baby.
Tracy, when you're done with those towels, I can use a little more chicken and rice.
Thank you, TB.
Wow.
My fingers are all pruned up for blood loss. I need another towel.
I'm seeing the light, Tracy, baby.
You know what going to the light.
You know what the light is? It says Miller Lite. I'm going into the Miller Lite, yeah. Tracy, baby.
He had no trouble seeing that light yesterday.
I told the doctor, more than six, but less than 12.
It was an NFL Sunday.
Right. Oh, my God.
Okay, that's Joe.
That's wonderful. I mean, it's not wonderful that he hurt himself. It was just, it was a wonderful Joe moment.
Godspeed.
Yes.
Joseph Ardinger.
Wishing the best.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Joe Ardinger.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it.
Joe.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
Joe.
Oh, just please forgive us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Joe.
Hi. Two dazzling urbanites. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Now, you know that over the weekend, Star Jones got married.
No.
Yes.
I guess the world's talking about that.
They are. We got it in here. The list of people at this wedding. Amazement. Chris Rock. Sam Jackson. Spike Lee. Angela Bassett. Kim Cattrall. Kelly Ripa. Blair Underwood. All of those women from The View.
Right.
Bridesmaids. Natalie Cole. Vivica A. Fox. Holly Robinson. Pete. Also, Patti LaBelle sang. And anyway, here's the guy that made the invitations.
Wow.
Here is Brian Lawrence from Encore Studios.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, there he is. Brian?
I'm here. I'm actually in Atlanta right now at an Association of Bridal Consultants convention.
And first question I have to ask you without further ado, did she pay for him?
Actually, what ended up happening is we were contacted by a dealer. We don't sell direct to the public.
Ah.
And a dealer told us, well, Star Jones is our customer, and would you like to design some special invitations for her consideration?
How about just
and we did that along with a couple of other suppliers, and she chose our invitation.
Oh.
And then at that point,
congratulations.
We were offered the promotional opportunity.
Bingo.
So, you know, you're a very, very tactful man, and what you just answered my question by saying no, she did not pay for them, did she?
But with all due respect to Star Jones,
yeah.
After she got some negative publicity, she was very, very forthright with us, even though we didn't deal directly with her, it was through the dealer,
uh-huh.
Saying that some of the things that she had promised she'd be able to do, she was no longer able to do, and ended up paying for other things that we printed for her, like her menu and program.
Oh, so she paid cash.
Kind of made it up to you.
God forbid she actually had to pay, so...
So it sounds to me like, because obviously we all know about the negative publicity that was surrounding her after we found out that she was trading out everything. So you're saying that when she got a little heat, she ended up having to pay for a few more things based on it, because she was cutting back on the... I guess she was using The View, her television show, to promote the wedding, really, and they told her to back off, right?
I imagine that based on the way the public was perceiving it, that's what the producers of the show decided to do.
And how many?
From what I understand, she continued to talk about.
Oh, she did.
Different episodes of The View, but
I saw her
ended up just not talking about the products.
The plugs.
I saw her say that Continental Airlines was the official airline of her wedding, and the reason she said that was because they flew like 50 people in.
For free. Right.
Yeah, and then once the people at The View said, honey, you can't do that.
Right.
She did what any rich celebrity would do. She did not go and charter a plane.
Right.
Bring them. She rented a bus.
I don't really know her.
No, well, that's true.
She ended up at least being forthright in our business relationship.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're not trying to run her down. We're just having fun with the fact that, that she did this. And I think it's pretty unprecedented in celebrity weddings as far as being able to do as many promotional deals as she did to have this wedding, really basically taken care of. It was an amazing feat for somebody in the public eye to be able to do that.
Well, invitations, because it's something that was done before the wedding, it may have ended up being different with some of the wedding day services.
Right.
I really don't know what ended up happening.
How many pages was her menu?
The menu was just one card. The program was quite.
Is it small print?
You know, the program was like almost like a brochure with different panels, but it looked absolutely beautiful.
So you guys printed up the menu. Do you remember by any chance off the top of your head what was served at the wedding?
No, sorry.
Yeah. What about the invitations? How pronounced were they? Were they over the top?
Stylish?
We actually have a new product line called the Encore Edge.
Do you?
Not yet been released in the marketplace. We own the domain name winninginvitations.com.
Bravo.
And, you know, so we get a lot of brand recognition based on that. And this new line will be out.
Okay.
All right. After the holiday.
All right. Well, it's been nice talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
Do you have anything at all to tell us about the wedding of the year?
You didn't attend, did you?
No, I really don't have any personal relationship with her.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You don't. Except her money. Did the check clear?
Well, actually, she did not pay us. The relationship is with our dealer.
Oh,
so
your dealer.
The dealer is responsible for paying us.
Have you gotten the check from the dealer yet?
Well, they have credit with us, so I'm sure they'll pay on a timely manner.
All right, now we're getting to the bottom
there
of it.
There we go.
Have you had a chance to meet Al Reynolds?
No.
Oh. Is Al Reynolds the groom?
Yes, the happy groom.
The happy groom.
Do you like RuPaul?
I'm sorry?
Do you like RuPaul?
We just had
a RuPaul on the show.
Do you like Andre Johnson?
I'm not a fan of the show. I've never really watched the show.
The RuPaul show.
The RuPaul show?
No.
Wednesday nights. Check it out. It's pretty good.
Right after Jim.
According to Jim.
Yeah. When does your season heat up in the wedding invitation? I mean, right around now, doesn't it?
Actually, right after the holidays.
Right after the holidays.
Because wedding invitations are ordered in advance.
Uh-huh.
The biggest part of the wedding season is April through October, especially in areas of the country where there's season changes.
Brian?
So people...
Brian, is it true or false that the character, I don't remember his name, in the Martin Short movie, Father of the Bride, is that true that character was based on you?
No, but I actually know who it was based on.
Oh, you do?
Really?
Who?
Actually, he's quite a celebrity, but I couldn't say that over the air. But
is there any truth to the rumor that, originally Star Jones wanted the invitations to be made out of chocolate?
Well, actually, quite frankly, if that was the case, she certainly compromised because she got a chocolate-colored invitation.
I didn't realize I was that close.
There's a fact.
So you have good intuition.
I do. I bet Star would say that about me.
Beautiful brown invitation.
That's lovely.
and that really is becoming a trend.
What can brown do for you?
White and off-white, but invitations in a lot of different rich colors have become quite
brown.
A trend now.
What color letter was there? What shows up against brown?
A cream ink.
Oh, yeah.
Cream.
Or corn colored.
I think I'll use brown for my third one.
It's really sharp looking. I mean, we have a similar product in one of our albums called Expressions of Love.
Okay.
Sure you do.
All right, Brian.
Check that out.
You do.
All right. Thank you for being on the show, Brian.
My pleasure.
Happy holidays.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Brian Lawrence from Encore Studios.
We've got a very nice holiday line.
It's fun. A big brown envelope coming in the mail.
No, you'd be surprised. Now we don't sell directly to the public. We sell to the dealers.
So
they have credit.
To get to the bottom of that issue, with who pays for what at Star Jones' wedding?
Well, the deal is she started paying for some of the stuff after she couldn't do any. She called them and said, "Listen, I can't shill out, you know, anymore.
But even then, didn't he say that a distributor was going to still pick up the cost
for the
other half? So she still is out nothing, right?
Yeah, and the only thing Al Reynolds pays is hush money. So
it was really, I think, in the history of promoting things on the air, I think it was probably one of the record setters as far as being shameless. And, you know, I think it's totally shameless. And I would have been willing to give her a table at O'Mara's restaurant.
I watch those broads every once in a while on The View.
Yeah.
And as I watched it over the last couple of days with this spectacle of Star Jones getting married.
Oh, baby. And she looks fantastic.
Never been.
She looks like... Her face didn't lose any of the weight.
She lost any weight?
She's got, I think, 7 pounds. She's got this thing about being a princess that she really wants, right, the stinky princess. She really wanted to have a Snow White, Cinderella-type right. feel for this wedding.
Huh.
And the more I watch the show...
I'm surprised that she didn't... like tie it in with Disney or something like that.
And the more that I saw, hold on, what? There was a tie in there.
She tied Disney in there.
Here's what it was today. So as I'm watching this, over the last week, I've heard the other crows on this show, starting in particular with that beast Joy Behar. At least she's had the guts to say, "Will you shut up about your wedding?"
Okay. Right.
She says it in that, "Hey, I'm only kidding" way.
But Joy Behar, would you not agree, is the only one on that show that's kind of the reality check?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, she's a comedian. She knows what's going on. Right.
But they're doing it today, and they're talking about the afterglow. And the other bitches on that show just look like the life has been sucked out of them. They've been, okay, we understand the happiness. The fat girl finally meets a guy. It's a dream come true.
Sure is.
Listen, Fatty McGillicuddy, you've talked about it on this show
right.
for 7 straight freaking months. Now it's finally happened. Shut up. And the point when all of them, I think there was, I don't know, how many are on that show?
10.
There's a group of them.
I think there's as many as a, 12, a football team.
There's a group, there's a gang of them, however many there were left, turned on her when she said her final plug, at least that I heard on this morning's show. Because they're showing the pictures.
Well, she was on today?
Well, this is part of her woe is me. At first, the other ones come out and they say, "Now, Star's not here." And I went, "Oh, hey." They go, "But... it's only because we're now introducing her as Star Reynolds."
Oh.
So she comes out and she's got all the bling bling on, all of the stuff with the big S and A, I guess that's his name, Al, you know, around her chest on a big hood ornament thing. And she's bouncing all over the place and she sits down and she says, "I want to thank everybody for coming out." And I just want to say that the people at ESPN, our corporate company, Disney, they were so nice. Now, what they did at the reception, you know, there was a bunch of kids. There's about 100 kids there. They opened up the ESPN zone. And what the chillins did was they took off their clothes and they put on... Well,
their wedding clothes.
Because they all had on, you know, from the way they're describing...
So they changed out of their wedding clothes?
They had the kids wearing outfits.
What kids are we talking about here?
We're talking
like
about
kids of the family.
Yeah, we're talking about the hundreds of kids
that were invited
that she used not only as guests but as props, because they were ringing bells as she came down the aisle.
The bell ringer.
And one of the children was screaming, "Here comes the bride! Here comes the bride!" So you've got
so she's shilling the ESPN zone,
right? And she mentions. And I want to thank them because the kids went over there. They changed out of their dress clothes into the jeans. And they played video and had a great time till about 3 o'clock in the morning. And the other cows on that show just did not say a word. It was like, okay, that's the last plug.
No.
We're not going to say another word until he leaves you to go back with his gay lover, and then we'll take you back on the show, and we'll nestle you back in our bosom. But for now, you know, just my take, Star Jones, too much.
Yeah, a little overkill.
Star Reynolds.
I'm sorry.
Star Reynolds.
I'll never get used to that.
Star Reynolds.
She'll always be Star Jones to
me. I know, it's a tragedy, isn't it, Buzz?
It sure is.
According to E! Entertainment Channel, she's going to be Star Jones Reynolds.
Oh, of course she is.
And you can.
How could she be anything else?
She'll accept all stationery on brown paper.
Cream buttering. Or corn.
What can brown do for you?
Oh, man. What a suck fest.
So that's what's up with her. Oh, listen, Mike, I know you had something. You know what? I got only one thing from the weekend. You don't want to hear that I'm sick.
I can hear that you're sick.
I will tell you that the movie Envy, you should not rent this movie.
Really?
This is another bad Ben Stiller, Jack Black movie. We rented this. It's awful. The only thing from the weekend, and I will keep this very brief, because I know Mike has a weekend story as well, is that I'm really... You know, have I mentioned this? Sick.
Yeah.
So it's Saturday, and I'm even sicker on Saturday.
Wow.
And my wife calls me up in the middle of the day, and she says, I'm in Georgetown. I just bought some furniture. I said, okay. She said, I need you to come down to the truck and pick it up. I give her the whole thing with, I'm tired, I can't eat it, blah, blah.
Right,
she said, come on. Do me a favor. Come on down here. And I said, I think it's going to be crowded. You know, Georgetown, M Street, Saturday afternoon.
Sure.
I pull down, people who don't live in D.C. will not understand this. To get from Key Bridge to this furniture store in M Street is approximately 8 blocks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It took me 20 minutes because there was so many people walking, so many cars.
Yeah, beautiful weekend, yep. People out and about.
Frida says to me, all you got to do, I'm at the store right now. All you have to do is look for me out on the street, on M Street, and then just double park and wait for us to come out with these end tables.
Right.
And I said, okay, even though I'm not feeling particularly good about this,
Okay. So no, you don't have to jump out of the car. And
right. No lifting.
No.
Severe change of temperature that occurred on Saturday that I should point out. Because really that's what it... I'm remembering the day now, you know, when the day started out and it was pretty blustery and cold.
So regardless, I'm there, she waves... And there, it is a parking lot in Georgetown
right now.
Saturday afternoon, it's jammed like any major city is with all the goddamn tourists and all the people that are happy, that feel good, that want to go out and have a goddamn ice cream cone. And here I am in front of a furniture store, and I've got the flashers on, and she's waving at me. And I hear from behind me... Now, I'm not exaggerating. When I say there was a cab driver behind me,
right.
There was 8 cars behind him, and they're all doing this at me. Meanwhile, I'm just sitting in the car. I'm just sitting in the car because I don't want to get out of the car
right.
to face this.
Do you wave them around?
Well, I tried, right. But because the traffic was so jammed...
Nobody was going to let you slide.
Mm. It was Georgetown on a Saturday afternoon.
Parking
There's
lot.
No room to drive. There's no room to park. Mm-hmm. The last thing you need is some jackass in a big, dumb SUV just putting on his emergency blinkers.
And taking up a lane.
Yeah, and sitting there for, as it turns out... A good 10 minutes.
Oh, 10 painful minutes.
So, I'm dying because everybody's honking, and even the people that aren't honking are looking at me, and they're giving me the look that I would give them.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and of course, you can't go around the block because that's another an hour.
If right.
You
go around. No, and actually, the way that this is configured where the store is, you can't go around the block.
Right.
It's one of those Georgetown one-way things
right,
where you'd end up, you know, in Anacostia. So... I'm just sitting there, and finally the stuff gets loaded in the back of the car. My wife says, okay, thank you, you're great. Blah. She leaves, she goes back to the store to pay the bill. I make one crucial mistake. I've been in front of the store for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I get in the car, I start it up, I move it about, 5 feet, and I feel these end tables in the back of the SUV starting to slide back and forth.
Mm.
So I stop the car, and I better go back and get some bungee cords and make sure that these things are hooked up.
Right.
It was at that time that John Q. Law pulled up.
Oh, dear.
And said, hi.
Hi.
And I said, how you doing? He said, I've been watching you from across the street. You've been sitting here for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday. There are tow trucks out here. There are thousands of people out here. I saw them load the stuff in your car. What are you doing now? And I said, well, now I'm going to bungee it up. And this is where the cop cut me a break. He said, we got one of two ways to go. He was a D.C. metropolitan cop on a motorcycle.
Right.
He said, first, I could write you a ticket. That would cost you about $80.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just... get in your car and drive.
Mm-hmm.
And if whatever's in the back of your car rumbles around and hits the interior, at least you're not going to have a ticket.
Yeah. Well, I take it you went, no, officer, I need a bunch of these up.
No, I said...
Can you offer me a ham, please?
I said, you bet. And as I was pulling away thinking, oh, how great this is,
yeah.
I hear these things in the back going like this. When I turn a corner, woo,
oh, yeah.
Boom. And because I'm in this incredible traffic,
right.
I can't stop to get out to see what's happened.
Well, you know, it's fine. And now you've destroyed the microphone, too, by the way.
Oh, no. That's these.
Yeah, those are made of iron.
These microphones will last forever.
And you got the furniture home. Was the furniture damaged in any way?
I don't know if she's listening.
So it's in great shape.
Not that anyone could see, then.
Showroom quality.
That's right, boss.
Yeah, they look fine.
That's right.
All sales finally.
When I got home,
they look fine.
When I got home, I figured out these are end tables.
Hey, this will look okay with just a little nail polish.
Meaning that one goes on each side of the couch.
And the end that's facing the
let me
wall.
Just say, let me say that the sides that are facing the wall.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Hideously scraped.
Looks like Joe's lip.
They fell. They fell on the floor.
But as I told you, watching with the laugh, it really makes
sorry.
Me go.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Very scarred. I hope my cunny honey is not listening.
Well, you went down there in your dire straits. And,
yeah. But it wouldn't have mattered if I was sick or not. I hated doing that. I hate being the jerk in the middle of the street,
know.
You know, with the flashers on.
I know.
But that was...
Everybody looking, hating.
That was the week. I was so sick, I didn't even go to the game yesterday.
Wow.
Didn't even go to the game yesterday. Go to my NFL game.
That's another great one.
Yeah, I know. Don't I know it? Hey, Redskins.
Finally, they got Patrick Ramsey in there.
A great victory for the Packers yesterday.
Yeah, yes,
that I loved watching. Now, Mike, what happened to you this weekend?
Well, I could tell you about my trip to, believe it or not, a furniture store, or my trip to the Polar Express, or watching the local news last night. I have thoughts on all three of those things.
Give me the biggest one, because we've got to hit a break here.
Okay. Well, the do we have time?
Yeah.
All right. I'm down at a furniture store and buying a, you know, I've moved into a new house, and I have some new things I need to get. And thank you, Rob. As a matter of fact, I am at a furniture store where, and Rob pointed this out to me, where I bumped into a relative of Rob Spiewak, who came up and said, "Who is it, Rob? Your uncle?"
My uncle Philip.
Uncle Phil.
The what?
The shifty salesman.
Uncle Philip was there. In fact, it was right after I got done buying a couple of things, and I'm sitting there waiting to go, and I got the kids, and. I saw Uncle Philip, he walks away, and I'm getting ready. The lady had just made me sign my life away for this furniture. And I hear what I thought initially was like a cannon shot or a shotgun blast. It was just like this boom, this ricocheting boom. And I turn around and I look him back at me, and we're in the middle of the city. There's no country around. This is the middle of the city. And I look, and facing me with a pretty, actually probably looking like Joe Ardinger looks right now,
again,
is Bambi. And in the middle of this,
of a deer,
a doe deer has smashed. And it was kind of sad, really.
Yeah.
But I decided, you know, there are like 200 people in this furniture store. This furniture store is packed. And I
so
go,
the deer ran.
And
I
turn around and go, oh, my God, it's a deer. And people on the street, it was one of those outdoor strip malls. You know where that furniture store is, right? Right, Rob?
Yeah.
It's one of these outdoor little sort of strip malls. But it's in the middle. I mean, there's no...
Densely populated.
It's densely populated. There are no fields. I don't know how the hell this deer survived.
How fast was the deer going when it hit the wall?
I had my back to the deer, but I was no more... I mean, this deer, the only thing I can conclude, I was the only one in this section of the store with my back to the window. The only conclusion I can draw from this is that deer was trying to kill me.
Do you think the deer had between 6 and 12 beers?
This deer was disoriented. And it was certainly, if it wasn't disoriented when before it hit the window, it thought...
Oh, it had run into the window.
The deer was apparently trying to run into and try out one of the recliners or something
yeah.
like that.
I know that you were...
It was sad, actually, because, you know, we're building in Northern Virginia so much, if I can get political a little bit, that these deer have nowhere. I mean, there's nowhere to go.
That's bad because wildlife can't secure financing
or sit in a recliner.
You're right.
You're reclusive about your privacy, but
yes.
Pleased to be telling us the store, and
I'll tell you what,
and
it was Belfort. Is it Belfort?
Belfort Furniture.
Belfort Furniture is out in Ashburn, Reston.
It's at the intersection of Route 28 and Church Road.
It's probably over in Ashburn, that earned in Ashburn area.
I can help.
Right off the main drag, which is 28.
Okay. Were there any woods or anything in the area?
No, it's open field.
I mean, maybe little sections of wood.
Yeah, but they've leveled the whole place. I mean, they really have. They've actually, it's industrial. It's right off the main highway.
You know, 3 weeks ago, there were 4 deer in my backyard.
Really?
And I live in, suburbia, USA.
Well, they're coming out of the woodwork, and the funny thing, when I looked out, because the deer ran into the window, and then turned around and ran into another window. Oh. So that's when it was kind of sad.
You weren't laughing?
But then the deer took off. The deer got away, and it was kind of bloody in the nose, but sure. It looked... The thing that cracked me up, there were people on the sidewalk that were coming out of stores, and they were running to their cars like they were running for their lives. Like, oh, my God, it's going to kill me.
Oh,
and
I've seen those videotapes.
Yeah, you know, the buck deer can give you, a pretty good beating if it gets up on its haunches. But I could not believe what happened. I was staring at this deer.
Did he break the glass?
No, and it must have been safety glass because it went, it was kaboom. And then you could hear this boom when it went into the other one, and then there was like a little blood trail going out to my car. Yeah. So I once again evidence that I think it was looking for me. It was actually trying to find
deer. Was spitting up mouthfuls of blood this morning.
True, it was
balls
amazing.
Of blood. Yeah.
And then the only other thing I was going to mention was I went to see Polar Express with my kids,
and
so glad that Tom Hanks has 500 roles in the one movie. Which really I would have enjoyed the sweet little Christmas story, but it ruined it for me. Okay, he's not that good that he can change his voice so dramatically. You know it's Tom Hanks, and you know it's Tom Hanks playing the hobo,
right.
And you know it's Tom Hanks playing
Santa
the conductor,
Claus.
And you know, well, the only thing, Santa Claus, they synthesized his voice,
it was low enough where you really couldn't tell,
but you know, too much Tom Hanks.
May I ask a
give
question?
The work to other actors.
Were you troubled that the elves were Jewish?
The elves, actually, anybody goes to see this, the elves are a little scary.
Really?
Yeah, the elves are a little, like, you know when the animators do that little thing where they're a little crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Take a good look at the elves, and you'll see, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, I hate to ruin the spirit of Christmas.
Now go ahead.
You got demon elves in that movie, The Polar Express.
Carrie, pack up the kids, we're going to the movies.
Listen, we'll do a phone scan here at 877-365-3636 from Canada, 800-636-1067. Your phone calls. These are unscreened calls, and keeping in mind, please, we're working without Joe today.
Oh my God, how will we survive?
So the show is operating at 99.998% productivity right now.
Man, looking forward to the other half of those IQs getting in today.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Like my body. Honored to be on our next performer's new video.
Baby.
And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce my and make me beautiful duet.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Noted Caucasian, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Phone scan lies straight ahead. 877-365-3636 from Canada. 800-636-1067. Rich Eisen will be on the show on Friday, which is brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies that you love. DonandMikeWebsite.com, that's up. I think, unless something extraordinary happens, probably we'll download Joe falling down the stairs.
Yeah,
as our highlight for today.
Absolutely. When one of us gets that seriously injured, I think that's important.
So go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. It's your one-stop source of information for the show, and it's the first time that me and Mike have an official site.
Yeah, right. It's a very well done site,
and we're happy with that. Also, later on today's show, we're giving away, courtesy of Fox Broadcasting, a Simpsons soda vending machine.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
Great prize,
yeah,
huh?
Nice.
And Fox will customize it for ye.
Oh, that is very cool.
Please don't forget to watch The Simpsons every day on Fox. Oh, and you also get The Simpsons Christmas 2 DVD. And that's later on the show today. So that's the customized soda vending machine.
That is a very neat thing to put in a rec room.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in front of Walmart and seen the ones with Dale Jr. and Garrett. Been at the Redskins game, seen the ones with the Redskins thing, and I've always thought that would look cool.
I want an Anna Nicole Smith vending machine.
Freaking genius! And every time you order a drink, when the thing falls to the bottom, these two little arms come up, and you can see all of this flabby, hanging chads of skin.
Yeah, well, the thing that's great about her weight loss is that I don't think she did it with narcotics.
No.
Did you notice, at all.
Did you notice last night, and we'll talk about this with Nancy Yodel, that when she first came out, I don't know if it was in the entire clip that we had, Anna Nicole Smith said, "Don't I look great? Don't I look great?"
And you like my body?
And I think that she had a necklace on.
It says Trim Spa.
That said Trim Spa.
Yeah, and she, they actually, the thing that was the dead giveaway, if you couldn't tell by the slurring, was that they kicked it to the artist before she could get the intro.
Oh, Claudia Red.
There was no guarantee when she went into her little applaud with her head down that she was actually going to do the intro.
Oh, yeah. But she took her nap.
Yeah, her clapping nap.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike, your finger hurts me.
It's a finger.
You know, he's not getting off of me. No.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm a bad guy.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how have you been?
How have you been? Hi there.
I'm doing good. I'm from Wichita, Kansas. I was wondering, does Buzz really live in Wichita?
Yes, I do. It's a hell of a commute.
He lives there year round.
Yeah.
Really? What area of Wichita?
Why don't you give your address, Buzz? where you live in Wichita?
Southwest side, near Pawnee and Seneca.
Buzz was selling.
No kidding.
Yeah. Buzz was.
Rock apartments right there.
Okay. All right. Shut up for a second. Buzz, stop by sometime. Buzz was telling me that when his radio days are over, he plans to move back to Wichita. Well, isn't that right?
Fishing's great.
Hey, you guys put on a great show, man. I listen every day.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank
First
you.
First time caller. You guys have a nice day.
We'll see you later.
Have
bye
fun.
Bye bye.
See you, IGA.
I had a funny email from Tim, the webmaster for Don and Mike, website.com, saying, oops. On the website, where we have the affiliate list, apparently some folks from Wichita had written in. There's like a comments thing.
Uh-huh.
He had put a T in Wichita before there should have been a T.
Yeah,
he
no.
made it so that there were two T's in Wichita.
There is like no witch. Kind of evil Wichita?
Right. Yeah, it was W-I-T-C-H-I-T-A.
The only witch in Wichita is Gladys.
Get you my... Yeah, Gladys. Hello, Don and Mike.
Personally responsible for the election results.
That's hello. Right. Phone scan, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, did you see Kobe Bryant get booed?
He got vigorously booed.
Hold on.
Here he is from the Los Angeles Lakers, number 8, Kobe Bryant.
Nice ovation here. Wait till he gets up here. My man.
The three superstars of the favorite soul, rhythm, and blues album are truly gifted artists. One is an all-time legend, and the other two are definitely legends in the making. Here are the nominees.
That's too great.
People kept trying to drown out the booing people.
Yeah, that's too great. That was the American Music Awards.
Wow.
I'm surprised they ran that show last night because they had to take Desperate Housewives off.
Yeah, I watched too much of it last night, and it had its moments.
How was James Kimmel?
James Kimmel was what he always is to me, kind of dull. You know, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, to me, has gone the safe route. He's a funny guy, but he's, I just like a little edgier. Like, it just seems to me he could be more, on a show like that, he could be just a little bit more irreverent. Yeah. But he did take the Anna Nicole Smith thing and run with it, and they did a very funny bit with Snoop Dogg and Bobby Brown, where they had Snoop Dogg at a bake sale. backstage, and he was selling. He said, "What are you selling?" I got muffins for $1, cookies for $1, and brownies for $100 each. And right next to him, standing at the table, was Bobby Brown. And Bobby Brown looked like he legitimately was wasted. And he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I just bought 4 brownies." So that made me laugh out loud.
That is good.
That was funny. You know, Snoop Dogg, when they do stuff with him, it's very rarely not funny. It really is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Right. Hi.
Hi, this is John from Fairfax. How are you doing today?
Fine, John.
Got a nice bit of information for you.
Information?
Okay. Yes. And what, Don?
I know you're always looking for some good Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes. Probably some of the best ones I've ever seen. If you get the original Conan the Barbarian DVD, they have a voiceover the entire movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger talks the entire movie. About every single scene. That is worth getting.
So it's like one of those things where Conan talks about the making of the movie?
Yeah, and this is why it might be great. Mm-hmm. That was like his first big movie, right?
When English, first movie where he even had a speaking part.
English was truly second language.
Conan the Barbarian.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Sure, no problem, guys.
All right, thank you for the call. We do appreciate
good
it.
Good information.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good.
Hey, nope. What was that in the background?
What's happening there?
What's happening where?
I heard like either a dog or a child.
I got both here.
Or a woman.
Can you tell which one was shrieking? Are you holding anybody prisoner in your house right now?
Not as of yet.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Hey, quick question. I haven't been listening to you guys for a long time. I hear you guys at a Buffalo. I'm from Ontario, Canada.
Right.
And you guys slack us a lot, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Learn to take it, okay? Bye, bitch. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
That wasn't me being mean towards Canada. That was just the cold. That was the cold coming out.
You're loud. The cold talking.
Come on, Canada. You know what Canada's like? Canada's like if Sacramento was a country.
No.
That's what they're like.
Really?
They lack the anger, I think.
I think they lack the anger, too.
I understand the inferiority.
You know, we get a lot of calls where they don't get the joke. We get a lot of calls where they slow the show down. Mm-hmm. But I believe the country is filled with great joy.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
What, Robbie?
They're too stupid to be angry.
Rob.
Who's that, Canadian?
Yeah. If they're so stupid, then how do you justify your theory that they're massing on the border, preparing to invade us?
Because they're so stupid, they ain't done it yet. They've been doing it for 100 years. I'll wait till he goes.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You're taunting them.
Yeah, hello. Come on, bring it.
Hello.
We got through.
You're on the air. Hello.
Why don't you turn that radio down?
Never mind, I'll try this one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, phone scan.
Come on.
Yes, this is the Don and Mike Show. You're a guy calling the Don and Mike radio show.
Also, Canada's the enemy. Remember, Sacramento, no matter how bad they are, they're part of the country.
Yeah. Hello? Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Happy Monday to ye.
Yeah. What?
No, actually, I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I really like your website.
Oh, nice.
Oh, thanks.
Don, you have a beautiful wife. And Mike, you got a fabulous set of eyes.
A fabulous what?
Set of eyes.
Fabulous set of eyes. Well, thank you.
Your eyes are unbelievably blue.
No, thank they are beautiful.
On the website.
Buzz.
Like limpid pools.
Buzz, let the lady talk.
Hello, Tom.
What does your glass say in your picture on the website?
Like, it says sardonic Buzz.
You know, Buzz came with props for his picture session.
Just what he normally carries.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, come on, you're on the air. Hi there.
Isn't that what you call a fat chick, though, now that I'm thinking of it, you know? Oh, great picture, everybody, and that Mike, beautiful eyes.
Yes, lovely personality.
Hello? Hello?
Hypnotic blue, really.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. I'll eject now.
Okay, thank you. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
What you were talking about earlier about...
What are you doing? Are you like taking a hit of oxygen before you talk? It was just like... You hear this... Hi, Don and Mike. I want to know, or are you just a big man?
No.
No.
What can we do for you?
When you were talking about Marjo's wedding, and you were trying to figure out what a group of 12 women was, a group of 12 women is a gaggle.
Okay. Get lost. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi.
I'm calling about the deer thing that charged the window, Mike.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes.
They see the reflection, and they will charge it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That might have been it, because it was that kind of safety glass. It might have been that.
Well, I worked in a building where one went right through the glass into the lobby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would have been great, Mike.
Awesome!
There you would have really had. Oh, my God.
Then you would have had Joe and myself in the emergency room.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hey, I just had to share an amusing comment with y'all, if that's okay. I'm a government...
Right.
Thanks.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Sorry, you know, that's just, even if it was the funniest line in the world.
You don't set it up with, let me share something that my friends have found to be quite funny.
Witty anecdote. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, there you go. You're on the air. Hi, Don and Mike. Again, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yes, what can we do for you?
Could you please send a copy of the Absinthe Show to Mr. Inner Voice?
Can you please simply go to donandmikewebsite.com and download it yourself?
No, he needs to analyze it.
Well, I see what he's saying.
What?
He wants John Kelly.
Okay.
That's what he wants to analyze, the backwards talking guy.
Okay.
Oh, there might be some interesting backwards talking.
Thank you, buddy guy. Hi, Don and Mike show.
I want to share an amusing story with you.
Hello,
Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I think Joe's full of it.
Are you from Canada?
No, not yet.
Why do you think...
Hey, you're an idiot.
Why do you think Joe is... Why do you think Joe is full of it?
Because I think all those towels are filled with barbecue sauce, not blood.
From his chicken recipe.
It's last, my chicken.
Last person on this phone scan. What's your name, sir?
Ramon.
Ramon, of course, Ramon.
Sure, Ramon.
Of course, Ramon.
Good to see you, Ramon.
Where are you from, Ramon?
I'm from Sacramento.
All right, Ramon. Ramon from Sacramento.
He loves being from there.
You've got the WWE SmackDown Tough Enough Challenge Pack. Compete with a digital video player, the DVD complete. Let me start this again.
No, it's fine.
You've won the WWE SmackDown Tough Enough Challenge Pack, complete with a digital video player, the DVD collection of the Rise and Fall of ECW.
All right, hold on a second. With the copy that we have that was not written by you, Don, and I'm siding with you here.
Yeah.
A digital video player? Why don't they say a DVD player?
I just read
the Who decided to put digital video player like when it was invented?
I'm going to have to rat out the copywriter.
Can I take a quick peek at the copy?
Hello?
Sure. Hi, Beth Ann.
Thanks.
B.A.?
Yeah?
All right, who's the authoress?
It's me.
A WDC fan, WD SmackDown. Complete with a digital video player.
And isn't DVD right after that, though?
Yeah.
But what is a digital video?
Well, there's a difference in a DVD and a DVD. I don't know. I don't know why I did it, because that's what I was given, and I take that and I try to make it a little better. Sometimes I'm not thinking. Apologies.
Okay. I mean, digital video player is not making it better. It's making it worse.
What is a digital video player?
A DVD player, I guess.
It's
I don't
a DVD
know. I have
player.
No clue what it is.
Uh-huh.
Well, then, listen.
A digital video player.
Is the guy still on the phone?
It's a personal digital video player.
Okay, well, listen, no offense, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was a DVD player.
Uh-huh.
I can't give you that prize. That prize is too good.
And that's what it is. It's a DVD player.
Yeah, I thought it was a...
But we got a lot of them.
Are they little mini DVD players?
I think so, because it says a...
Personal.
With a screen?
Okay.
Is it from Sacramento?
Do we have it? Hold on a second. Everybody, and you in Sacramento, put a sock in it for a second. We're trying to help you out here. Do we have it in the prize closet?
No. Let me tell you what it is. It's a Mattel Juice Box personal digital video player.
Mattel Juice Box?
Right. So I opted to remove a Mattel Juice Box and put a personal digital, because it sounded better, not as...
What's a Mattel?
Box.
Isn't a Mattel a toy?
Yeah. It's swell. What do you mean, a Mattel
Juice Box?
I'm totally confused.
What the hell's a juice box?
Have we seen one?
I'll venture a guess. Okay. I'll say it's one of those personal DVD players like we've all used on the train.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
But Mattel has dumbed it down and made it plastic.
Yeah.
And they're calling it a juice box. Am I right? It's got a little screen, it plays DVDs, la la.
How many of these do we have to give away, B.A.?
You got about 7 more.
About 7 more. Buzz has found it on the web. Buzz, what
I
did
have.
You say?
It's the Juice Box Personal Media Player by Mattel. That's the official name. plays video and music juiceware, chip included, available in blue or red.
BA?
Mm-hmm.
I totally apologize to you.
Not really.
No, the greatest, seriously, Young and Rubicam, New York City, Madison Avenue copywriters couldn't have done anything with that crap.
No.
Thank you.
And it's not a DVD player. It's like an MP3 player that happens to play little videos for kids.
Why do they call it a juice box?
Because it's the size of a kid's juice box.
So does it play
mini DVDs?
It
probably just records it on a chip. It doesn't probably use a disc.
Is it marketed towards kids? Is that why they're calling it the Mattel Juice Box?
It doesn't appear to be marketed toward kids, but it is kid size and kid colored.
Yeah, and I'm sure like Mattel paid for it, so that's why they wanted it to be called, you know, the Juice Box. You know, that's what they want.
So it's not a real DVD player.
No.
Does it have a value on it, Buzz, on that site?
Priceless. It doesn't give a price.
Well, yeah. Let me just say that I believe it's either good enough or not good enough. You
can give it to this guy.
You take the prize, sir.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Thank you very much. Enjoy it. The WWE SmackDown Tough Enough Challenge Pack, complete with a digital video player. Now we understand it's the jukebox.
Juice box.
It's really not a digital video player. It's a media player.
Plus a DVD collection of the rise and fall of ECW and more. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Does it play 8-track?
Enjoy your juice box, sir.
Hold on a second.
Ah, those days. I miss those days.
Do you?
Yeah.
The Carpenters.
Are you still there, B.A.?
Yeah. Should I hang up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carol King.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Man, I love my 8-track. Boston.
I had a Boston.
I know we're running late, but I'll tell you the worst thing with an 8-track.
Go on. Yeah, well, there are a million things, but...
But in my opinion,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not even going to go into the part where you couldn't really pick the song you wanted to hear.
No.
Here's the worst, though. Like on the Boston 8-track,
yeah,
you'd be listening to a long time,
right?
And it's an 8-minute song.
Right.
So it'd be 4 minutes done. And it would fade out halfway during the song.
Right.
And then the rest of the song would appear on the other side of the A-track.
Very, very bad.
Yeah. That was an A-track killer.
Very, very bad.
That was a killer.
We've come a long way.
We have. Sure. And now we're giving away juice boxes. And we'll be back with Nancy Yoder, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've got to tell you, today was just what I needed. Thanks a lot, Harry.
It was my pleasure, Mary.
So you'll pick me up tonight at 7:45?
No, I got a few things to take care of first, but why don't we make it 7:45?
Stop it.
Okay, 7:45.
The Don and Mike Show. Blissfully nude. Don and Mike.
Have we mentioned DonandMikeWebsite.com yet?
Not enough, no.
I think we did. Audio daily updates, and you can download these like for a month now. 30 minutes each. You can download those. You get the affiliate list, your daily show log, all of the links, fantasy football, pick the pros, all of our beautiful pictures, and of course go to the Don and Mike store. Now you'll see Nancy Yodel right there on the front page of our website.
Oh, yeah. She is featured prominently on our website.
Right next to the beautiful Rich Eisen.
He's not as pretty as Nancy.
Here she is now from Access Hollywood, Nancy Odell. Nancy, how have you been?
How have you been?
Before we even start with Nancy, I found out something about you over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I don't think it's anything you're going to be ashamed of.
Okay, good.
See if you can guess. Well, maybe you will be. See if you can guess what college she went to.
Is it a big-name school?
I think so.
Didn't she mention she's from, like, Texas or something like
Negative.
That?
Negative. Buzz?
I wouldn't know. No idea.
Where'd my wife go? Where's my kid going?
Clemson?
Clemson?
Really?
Is that true, Nancy?
Yes, it's true. We have orange blood in both of our families.
Boy, you're a tiger.
I am a big Clemson tiger.
So, my wife went there. My kid is there. He's a sophomore now.
Uh-huh.
And
I knew that we clicked for some reason.
And were you ever a Bengal babe like my wife was?
No, I was not a Bengal babe.
You didn't know what a Bengal...
I was a Kappa Gamma. I don't know what a Bengal babe is.
When they would bring in football players, girls like my wife would take them out and have drinks with them and then sleep with them so that they would go to Clemson University.
Are those supposed to entertain them.
Oh, that's entertaining. Sure. Listen, I don't know. My wife maintains that nothing happened.
You've always accused her.
Did you ever sleep with one of them?
No, all I know is that, you know, and she doesn't know anything.
Illegal recruiting.
She knows nothing about sports, but every once in a while she'll say something and be like, do you remember a basketball player named Tree Rollins? And I'll say, yeah, I heard of that guy. She said, yeah, I recruited him.
I recruited him.
And,
that's great.
And Dwight Clark.
Oh, really?
The guy with the catch.
Yeah, the catch with San Francisco.
Oh, he's a high football player.
Wow.
Yeah. Right, that's right, Nancy.
Yes.
So when you went there, there was none of that.
No, that was before my time. But I did have Michael Dean Perry in one of my classes. William Perry, the first, but his brother.
Oh, okay. All right, very cool.
His brother. Yeah. How much tonight on your, Nancy, when you were at Clemson, did you have a boyfriend?
I did. I dated Matt Riggs, who was a football player.
Riggs
of my own.
Yeah, well, that's neat that you guys have that in common.
So you had a football player, huh?
Yes, I had a football player.
Yes, you did. Okay. All right, just trying to get inside.
Absolutely.
I had to. Something about those little tight pants did it for me.
Okay, tonight on your show, we've played the tape a couple of times. Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, I mean, at the Video Awards, it's not the Video, but the Music Awards, the American Music
it's
Awards.
It's the best ever, right?
I mean, I saw it live, and it was, it stopped the show. It really did. What's the scoop on that?
It's like a train wreck. You can't stop watching.
That's for sure.
You're not going to believe it. When you watch her on stage, and then everybody that was with her, you would think that somebody would say something to her, like, maybe it's not the best idea for you after that performance on stage to go behind and do interviews.
Uh-huh.
But she does.
Don't you think, Nancy?
And she does an interview with us.
So she continues to do interviews after that instead of being, like, whisked into a waiting limo or something like that.
Yes, which I think that if somebody had been on her side, a friend, a manager, somebody, they should have told her, you know, maybe it's a good idea if you're not going to take you on.
Hold on.
So she comes backstage to us, and you're not going to believe what we... I mean, we just kind of let it roll.
My God, that's the greatest tease. I am watching Access Hollywood tonight.
But here's what I want to throw out. Just like we thought the Ashley Simpson thing might have been premeditated, of course she's got to be drunk or high, whatever she is backstage, before she goes on. You think in theory there would be someone that would stop her, but don't you think there's somebody out there that says, someone in her posse who says, oh, my God. She's so fantastic right now. She's so Anna Nicole
now. I don't think with somebody like Anna Nicole Smith, I think that, you know, it's not the world shocker that it might be with some other celebrity.
It might even have been premeditated, maybe not on her standpoint, because she appears not to have...
saying that somebody decided to keep refilling.
refilling the glass on the way to the awards show.
Yeah, correct.
But boy, you guys have a full fledged interview with her when she comes off of that presentation.
Oh yeah, I don't know if you'd call it an actual interview, but we let the cameras roll.
Right.
So interview was capable of being taken place.
Now we also played the tape of Kobe getting booed. Did Kobe come backstage?
He didn't come backstage after he got. I think that was probably surprising to him. I think it's interesting. What do you think? Let's see if your take on it is my same take.
I was blown away by it. I frankly was very surprised at it, and I was wondering, aren't the American, maybe you could tell me this, Nancy, aren't the American Music Awards one of the few award shows where they do a lot of promotions and they let a lot of fans into the actual auditorium? Isn't that what happens at that show?
Yes, that is true. And I think that, you know, it was interesting to me to watch because it's in a city where a lot of things are accepted. I mean, I don't think they were booing him over the charges that were against him. I think they were booing him on the fact that he cheated on his wife. That was my take on it.
All right, hold on. Let's hear the Kobe thing. Well, let's hear a little bit of both of them. You'll see more tonight on Access Hollywood.
Sure.
Here's Anna Nicole Smith.
Like my body. I was honored to be on our next performer's new video. Record an album. I want this guy to produce make me beautiful duet. He's freaking genius.
You know, when she said, and I wanted to produce my, that was the moment where I thought perhaps we might have something even more severe, but she seemed to get through it.
And then she went clap with her hands up in the air for so long.
And then that's when I think the director of the show just said, let's move on.
A few things dangling, though.
Yeah, that's for sure.
What about Kanye West? He has to get up and follow this because...
I think he's thinking about his it's such a big production number, he's thinking about that and not necessarily her.
Yeah, but you know, on one hand, she stole his moment away.
She did.
I mean, who cared that you're watching Kanye West?
More stealing his moment away, you know, he was so upset because he did not, literally upset, I'm not even saying this as in, it's my opinion, that he didn't win the Best New Artist. You know, it's Gretchen Wilson that won.
Right.
And so backstage, this is another, we went down all these things that happened backstage. They were just amazing. Like, we were all at Access as we were taping the show today that flew to the TV, and, you know, we've seen all this stuff before, but it was just amazing things that went on backstage, and he goes on and on about how he should have won.
Wow.
That he was robbed.
Okay, one more thing, Nancy.
Doesn't know what happened. He was literally upset about it.
How much tonight will you have about Star, what's her last name now, not Star?
Reynolds.
Jones? Star Reynolds. No. How much will you have about her?
So we were with her for a big wedding.
Did they pay? Now,
on the day of it, so you can see her before she goes to her wedding because we spent the morning with her.
Was it a trade?
Everybody that comes to the wedding.
Was it a trade deal? I mean, did they, like, pay for it? Because we have the guy who made the invitations on earlier today. And we know that she had a separate side deal with airlines.
Yeah, did you guys have to pay to hang with her in the morning?
No, because we won't pay. We don't do that because we're considered new, so we won't pay.
No. So that's your scoop.
We just have a good relationship. We've done a lot of stories, and so
that's good.
You know, hang with her in the morning. It wasn't like she was shooting some kind of product or something.
Okay, we're just curious with all the trade deals that she was making on her show.
That's interesting.
Did you get any?
But it was interesting watching all the people that came to a wedding. I mean, you would have. You felt like you were going to this big royal wedding. We were so dressed up, and there were so many people that came, and it was so done up to the. Killed.
Did you get any, how do I put this, any quality private moments with Star Jones before her wedding?
Yes, we did. We had some very good quality moments with Star and her family.
Anything in the boudoir?
Well, now she's not going to show us that part.
In the water closet?
I think in the water closet.
In the old loo?
In the loo.
In the loo?
I don't think they have that on Access Hollywood.
But that'll be on tonight. So listen, tonight, watch Nancy and Billy on Access Hollywood.
Sounds like you got an awesome show tonight.
I got to tell you, it's one of the best. And as far as the backstage stuff at the AMA, you're just not going to believe it. You're going to be so glued. And literally, we were with Anna Nicole Mitchell. Her handlers dragged her away.
Wow. Okay, good stuff.
All right, Nancy. We will see you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, nice talking to you, my sugar plum baby pop.
You too, my little cupcake.
Bye, Nancy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. She is a good girl from Clemson, just like Frida, just like
you
her.
Know, you know, and I normally don't want to sound like I'm shilling the show, but if they do have more Anna Nicole than there was last night, I'm dying to see it.
Access. Here she is, Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood.
She was something else.
That's good with both of them tonight. I mean, they get both those people backstage.
And it's the one reason, really, to watch those award shows.
No, she said you won't have Kobe backstage. I'm sorry.
You never know when you're going to get a moment like that. It was just phenomenal. It really was. Hello. He's a freaking genius.
Hello, here's Mike in Reno. Mike.
Donna, Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I was at the show last night. The reason everybody was booing is because of the Shaq trade, because Miami's doing so good and the Lakers suck now.
Oh, that might be it. Could that be it?
Yeah.
You know, really?
LA radio.
I don't
LA
think
LA Sports
so.
Radio, all they're talking about is Kobe being selfish and this and that, so that's why they boo.
You know, really, when you think about it, maybe that was the booing, that it was like a basketball thing.
But it's not like the Lakers have not come out like 0-8. What are they, like 3-4?
Don't you think people...
3-5, dude.
But the whole thing with Kobe is that people blame Kobe for Shaq going to Miami.
Right.
Exactly. And they
isn't anybody mad at him about what he did to that girl's face?
See, the thing is, nobody knows whether that's true or not.
Oh, I think we know, Mike.
But I mean, you know what I mean? Since everything's been dropped.
I know.
I think maybe that was it. Now that I was kind of confused when I saw that. Would people be making at this function where they're not, you know, they're hardly talking about anything of any substance, would they really be making that kind of political statement?
No. Let's listen to Kobe one more time. I don't think it's basketball. I just think it's, dude, you're a bad guy.
Okay, well, that could be, too.
Let's listen again. I
here
don't know
he is from the Los Angeles Lakers, number 8, Kobe Bryant.
Now, you don't really hear the booing until the music stops.
Favorite soul, rhythm, and blues album, a truly gifted artist. One is an all-time legend, and the other two are definitely legends in the making. Here are the nominees.
Well, if that's the case, how can we don't hear that at Staples Center?
I'm not sure.
I mean, I know that's a late arriving. Los Angeles doesn't really get sports crowd.
Who knows? Maybe it is. They just think he's a bad guy. You know, and the one thing about the American Music Awards last night is it seemed like the country acts were really dumped on it with the presenters. They didn't have any famous presenters for the country act. It was always, let's bring out Tina Marie and her band. And is it the same Tina Marie from...
You mean I just want to be your lover?
I don't know, but she was wearing a cowboy hat.
Wow. Square biz.
And she looked fat, so who knows?
Probably.
But I mean, Toby Keith, you know, would win his third award, and they'd be presented by somebody I didn't know. It was great.
Anyway, those shows last night, I think I mentioned, never mind, Emil, I mentioned Desperate Housewives was not.
Yeah, Desperate Housewives. Well, that's probably a contractual obligation.
Yeah.
That's been for quite some time.
Okay, Simpsons thing. Right.
I'm sorry.
Right now.
I just wanted to mention to you also, because, you know, it was on against the piece of junk, Day of Destruction.
Oh.
The
Brian Dennehy,
and I
which
made,
my wife made me watch last night.
I got bored with the music awards, and I flipped on to that, and it could.
Is it Randy Quaid?
Randy Retard Quaid.
Now that he's bigger and fatter, and he shaved his head.
But I was waiting for the destruction, and I didn't know, because I don't read the listings, and I don't know it's a two-parter, and I was waiting always.
Parts? Yes!
Oh,
they
no.
didn't say that!
No, I was waiting for the big twister to hit Chicago, and they say to be continued, and I said, you just cheated us! It isn't fair!
I know what did not
baseball.
You know what did not disappoint?
What's that?
My big, fat, obnoxious boss.
You are the only guy watches
Mike
that show.
Mike watched it on TiVo.
T-voted it,
and
Don.
He agreed.
It is hysterical. It is, you know, it relies completely on that guy, and the guy is so good.
Yesterday, they rented a brownstone, and they brought them in to tour his quote-unquote house, and he had them convinced that he had the sword Excalibur. And King Arthur, he says, and only a man that's pure of heart can have this sword.
That is fantastic. And because it's the nastiest bunch of contestants.
Oh, they are bad.
They're evil people. It's great.
Okay, hold on. Up. Who's this? Never mind, we got a break. Simpsons.
Yes.
Listen, we have a Simpsons vending machine to give away.
Very cool.
This is from Fox Television.
Wow.
A customized soda vending machine with stand. Hold on. An update about Kobe from a Lakers fan, Bert.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Go ahead, Bert. What's your update?
Bert, who is
a quick update. We're season ticket holders, have been for 14 years, the Los Angeles Lakers. And I tell you, they are a literary crowd, but at halftime and at other times, they boo them all the time. They chant Shaq's name. It's not just Shaquille. They boo for Phil Jackson being released. They think it's all Kobe's fault. And he's gotten stuff poured on him. Not only, two different times when he's leaving the court, he's had a soda poured on him once and a beer poured on him another time.
Wow. All right, well, then, Mike, you're probably right. It probably is because they're pissed that he's not on the team.
He blew up the Lakers.
Well, plus he did, rape that girl and stuff. So that probably pissed people off, too, I'm pretty sure.
But which gets you madder?
The fact that he had Phil Jackson like us. I really don't care about the rape that
Welcome to America.
Okay.
There you go, baby.
Bye-bye. All right, thank you, baby. Now, the Simpsons customized soda vending machine we're giving away.
Complete with stand.
From Fox Television.
Yes.
And why does it need a stand?
Yeah.
If it's like a Coke machine...
Why does it need a stand?
Why does it need a stand?
Don't they just...
Maybe it's made by Mattel, Mike. Maybe it's a big juice box. I don't know.
It is what it is.
It is simply the copy that we're reading. All I know
is
that...
I'm sure it's very cool. It comes with its own stand.
It's a big 3,000-pound goddamn Coca-Cola machine.
It's giant. It's giant. It doesn't need a stand. It's a really big metal stand.
Here's how we're going to give away... The Simpsons customized soda vending machine with stand. We're going to play the medical information game here. And that's why we're playing, what is this, Quincy? Yeah. So it's a three in a row win.
You want a 40-foot span.
You on the phone. You'll be playing against, it could be on that show Big, yes. That show you like so bad on Discovery.
Absolutely.
So if you've heard us play the medical information line game, mm-hmm. call now. If you haven't heard, we don't have time to explain it.
No, so if you haven't heard it, don't play.
877-365-3636. You on the telephone will be playing against Mike, then against Buzz, then against Rob, until we get a winner.
Somebody will win the vending machine.
With
look
a stand.
Look up in the sky.
With a stand.
It's a vending machine.
With a stand.
It's a stand. Three in a row uh-huh. on the medical information game wins the Simpsons customized soda vending machine.
Yes, it does.
With stand. Call now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
The Don and Mike Show. We are forever making pretend. Don and Mike.
We are. Let's see, on today's show, we've already had a mystery guest, RuPaul.
Yes.
The guy who made the invitations for Star Jones' wedding. And very soon, one of Buzz's oldest friends, who you've never heard on the show before,
right,
who went out to California to be in the audience for the Jay Leno show.
Wow.
And John is his name, John and that's Sylvia, right. That's how I know them, Buzz's right. Longtime friends.
Uh-huh.
John will tell us how screwed up going to a Jay Leno Tonight Show is.
Oh, fantastic. I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. So stand by for action. Now, the Simpsons customized soda vending machine with stand is being given away now, courtesy of Fox, along with the Simpsons Christmas 2 on DVD.
And then they'll customize it for you, right? they'll customize it.
With a stand. And we do have the medical information game.
Very good. Always fun.
What?
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 What did you do?
No, what did you do?
I scratched my head and I was looking down.
Okay. I looked up for
I
a
hate
second.
It when you're sick.
I looked up for a second.
Doing what I do every day.
I looked up for a second and saw your head down and thought, oh my gosh, what has happened?
Yeah. I'll rerun it for you.
Okay. Oh, I see. I didn't.
It's the head lice.
I didn't see the scratch.
Goddamn head lice. I hate it when you point that out.
All right, Mike, do you want to play first?
Yeah, I'll go first this time.
It's the medical information game. We call the 1-900 Health Information Library.
Mm-hmm.
Give you two choices. One ailment is kind of funny. The other ailment is not so funny.
Yeah, this is a medical information line that's designed to help people with a variety of maladies. We always base it on who picks the funniest malady. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're not, and sometimes they're hysterical.
I give you three separate numbers mm-hmm. to choose from in each round.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, six numbers. Well, let's just play.
Yeah, all right.
Let's just play.
It'll become apparent.
Let's start right here with Arthur in Norfolk, Virginia. Arthur.
Don, Mike, Buzz, Robbo.
Hi, buddy. Now, listen,
Robbo.
You're playing and Norfolk is, that's Hampton Roads, right?
Yeah, am I not supposed to call him Robbo?
Yeah, you call him Robbo if you want.
Or whatever. Big Head, like Mike does.
Big Head.
Do I call him Big Head?
Yeah, I think I called him Big Head.
My mistake.
I don't want to play with him.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Okay.
No, he's a hump.
Let's go to Wes in Spokane. Wes.
Yeah?
You want to play?
Yeah.
Okay, have you heard us do this before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
That's fun.
If you get three in a row and you beat Mike, you'll win the Simpsons customized soda vending machine.
I guarantee you, Bob Barker on The Price is Right never gets a contestant out there. He goes, I don't wish to play with you. But we get to do that on this show.
Yeah. All right, now, you got to give me a second.
How about that, Robbo?
To get through all the junk at the very beginning
of
the show.
Hello, and welcome to the Health Information Library.
There we go.
If this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911 or your health care provider.
Right.
And Don, if you would like to continue
doing this on a day that he's under the weather, you're being a trooper to play this game.
English?
If you know the number of the topic you would like to hear, enter that four-digit number now.
I'll give you an example.
Or enter 1,000 for instructions and to hear a list of sample topics.
7801.
Now, here's an example of a malady.
Adult daycare centers. It can be a challenge to meet
needs
of
Okay, that's what the subject is, adult daycare center.
Mike, you must make, you must, well, never mind. The first one, you both get a free one.
All right, very good.
Mike, your choices are 4137 or 6146.
I'll go with 6146.
Okay.
Can offer a break from the daily care. To listen to another topic, please enter the topic number now.
What was it, Mike?
To disconnect, 6146. Press the pound sign.
This is Mike's starting point.
Blood pressure, low. Blood
right.
pressure
Good one,
is the
Mike.
Force
Thank
exerted
you.
By the...
That was a not funny one.
The walls of the arteries.
Now let's see. Wes, are you ready?
It is affected by the strength of the heart...
Wes? Hello, Wes?
...and several other factors.
Wes, are you there on the phone?
The pressure is higher when the heart is contracted.
Hey, dude. Wes?
Who's on the phone?
...between beats.
Wes?
Can either be assigned
whoever is on the phone, speak to us now.
Signal to a health problem. People with high fitness levels tend to have lower blood pressure.
Let me find another contestant.
Wes had to go.
Low blood pressure.
Let's go to Brian in Baltimore. Brian.
Very low blood pressure can Brian? Quickly become a problem.
Brian, are you there?
When blood pressure drops
oh my God.
Too low.
Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hi there. Brian, are you ready to play?
Normal. I sure am. Hold on a second. Somebody's got to say hi to you real quick.
Brain function.
Okay, we're not in the middle of anything. That's okay.
Yeah, make it more complicated than it already is.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
I don't know.
What was that, a Simpsons tape?
That was Dr. Nick.
Okay,
whatever.
Here are your choices.
You know, it's a complicated game to play, Brian.
You're not helping.
Your choices are...
Sorry, guys, sorry.
4973 or 4972.
4973.
Or fainting. To listen to another topic.
4973.
That was his choice.
Dandruff. Dandruff is a chronic scalp condition.
Funnier than blood pressure.
So Buzz, who has what now?
He had dandruff. That beats low blood pressure, I believe.
No. That's simply the first one.
Uh-huh.
You get three in a row. The first one is a free one for them.
Right.
Mike, you still understand how to play the game?
Yeah, we're actually going to do who does the best pyramid. Is that the way it is?
That's correct.
Who does the best pyramid there?
If you get three in a row, Ronnie.
Right.
All right, Mike, yours has to be funnier than
blood pressure.
Uh-huh. Mike, your next two choices are...
Weather.
4763 or 6703.
Give me the 4-1 again.
A lack of moisture or natural oils.
4763 was
4763.
Give me that one.
And itchiness. To listen to another topic.
4763.
Right. Has to be funny than blue.
Incontinence in men.
Thank you.
Urinary incontinence.
See, now Mike has two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important now, Wes, that yours be funnier than whatever your last
dandruff.
One was.
Dandruff.
This problem is more common in women, but it can also happen to men. It can occur during sleep or daytime.
Uh-huh. Now, don't I know it?
Here are your choices, sir. Are you ready?
Yes.
They are 6762. Or 6754.
Some of the causes of urinary and
6754.
To listen to another topic, please enter the top.
It's got to be funnier than
dandruff.
It's funnier than dandruff. 6754.
You're a mouth breather, dude.
I'm sorry, I've missed your dialing instructions.
6754.
Please enter the
54.
Phobias. Treatment.
Phobias.
A phobia is an abnormal or exaggerated fear.
Not funnier than dandruff. No.
Loser.
Or physical situation.
Goodbye, Wes.
There are many kinds
Bye.
Of phobias.
Bye. Back.
Some common ones are fear of social situations.
All right, Mike, you won that round.
Yes, I did.
Now someone will play against Buzz.
Mm-hmm. All right.
People
same deal.
An unreasonable fear of almost anything.
Although maybe we should just streamline this and just get past the first
peanut
one.
Butter sticking.
Well, the way we streamline it normally and the way we play it is that people play with Buzz and me. They pick Buzz or me, and Buzz and I have a competition.
Well, maybe it was my mistake for involving the listeners in the actual choice.
Always.
Okay, what we'll do then is pick...
We can start from scratch, and you can pick one person who has Buzz, and you know it goes that way.
The stress, or it causes.
Don't we go back and forth and see who's got the funnier one
to do? Yeah, that's what we do.
It's been a while since we played it.
All right, let's go find someone for Mike. Here is Scott in Las Vegas. Scott.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, thank you for listening to the show. Mike O'Mara will be playing for you today.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mike.
Good luck.
Usually involves specific...
Hold on.
Technique.
Now let's find someone for Buzz.
Performed by mental health professionals with training in this area.
From Reston, Virginia, here is Eric. Eric.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, dude, we're doing very well. Buzz will be playing for you, Eric.
All right.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Buzz.
Okay,
all right, let's go. All right, now who wants to go first, Buzz or me? You want to go first, Buzz?
Yeah, Buzz.
That's fine.
Now, keep in mind, this is a book where if you're sick, you call up and you get advice on whatever ails you.
You want to do one round or two rounds?
No, let's do two.
All right.
Now that we've finally figured this out, I got to call back now.
Oh, no.
Double crap on ice.
Now, in the event of a tie, we will go to a third round, but Buzz and I play, and we both each get one choice, and whoever has the funnier malady wins that round.
Okay, here we go. I just got to call it back.
There are some funny ones in there. Not if you suffer from them, Buzz. No, I suppose not. Incontinence in men, nothing to really laugh about, especially in your
Hello,
sleep.
Hello, and welcome to the Health Information Library.
And if you do laugh...
If this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911 or your health care provider.
You're gay.
If you would like to continue listening to the Health Information Library in English...
Of course.
...1.
Oh, America. You always have to make that decision.
It's America.
If you know the number of the topic...
Right, let me just get in here first.
Enter that four-digit number now. Or enter one...
You should play in Spanish someday, though.
This is not funny.
Poison.
Poison?
Poison, not funny.
Interesting you selected that one.
Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
Your choices are...
All right.
6-7, 6-9.
Okay.
Or 6-7-7-0 for your first building block.
Okay, for my first one, I'll choose 6-7-6-9, please.
Any time. To listen to another topic.
6-7-6-9.
Hopefully it's not...
Sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking, good. I can beat that.
Good start for Buzz.
It's not how we're doing it, guys. Sorry, I hate to break it to you. You got to go with the we're competing head to head.
But doesn't he get
no?
If yours is
whoever's got the nastier malady, that's how we do it.
Ah,
that's how. Well, right, then I guess I've lost,
Mike. That's only when we've played this game before.
Yes,
that's when we've gone to final final sudden death.
But it's not a building block. It's actually we compete.
We have played it before when it's a building block game. I think.
Okay,
there are various.
Some
All right.
people have mild episodes and they
okay.
sit up.
One on one.
That would be the way that I thought we were going to do it, the way that I explained it.
Walk up and down stairs.
Not more than
buildings
5 minutes ago to Buzz.
I know.
All right.
People may try to eat.
Well, no, the problem is with me.
Okay.
The problem is with me.
Well,
that I should have just stayed at home today. You boys do this by yourself.
At some time.
Oh, so I'll give each of you a number.
Grow out of it by
well, you've already given it to him, and he got sleepwalking. Now it's my turn.
To a large extent.
Well, shouldn't I start over?
So we're playing two rounds, so even if I beat Buzz, we go to another round.
Your choices are...
Wake a sleepwalker.
6-7-2-4.
It may be difficult to wake a sleepwalker.
Or...
But it is not
6-4.
The easiest way to deal with a sleepwalker is to take him or her by the hand.
I'll go with 6-4-6-4.
To listen to another topic...
6-4-6-4.
Has to be funnier than sleepwalking.
Testicular self-examination.
Testicular self-examination.
Testicular self-exam is a screening test.
Round one.
To check for abnormal growth.
Okay, Mike has won round one.
Scott and I are so far in the lead.
All right, Buzz?
It ain't over yet, though.
In young men...
You must come back, and you must beat...
Yes.
It is important to
testicular self-examination.
Or we can do a separate round.
Or we can start fresh.
Where I challenge him once again. You know what I mean?
All men monthly.
No, I don't.
Well, it's just, round one, and then if we tie, do you understand?
Well, no. Buzz,
yes.
I'll give you two more numbers.
Okay. Give him two more numbers, and then you give me two, and whoever's funnier.
Buzz, your choices are 4-4-1-2.
Uh-huh.
Or
testicles between the thumb.
4-4-3-2.
I'll choose 4-4-3-2.
To listen to another topic.
Cocaine.
Cocaine is a
recurring drug that comes from the South American coca.
Now it's funny.
Is it funnier than
names?
Well, now I have to see if I can come up with something that's funnier than cocaine.
Whoa.
And if I do, then Scott is going to be the big winner.
And the lady. It is either snorted through the nose or injected into the vein. Cocaine belongs to a class of drugs.
Mike, your choices are...
Yes?
7-7-3-1.
Yeah.
Or 5-4-1-3.
7-7-3-1.
To listen to another topic...
Got to be funnier than
topic
coke.
Number now. Feet. What is normal for children? The joints of a baby's feet and ankles are...
I don't think it's funnier than cocaine.
No.
Because we all laughed at cocaine. We're tied, Don.
Normal feet for children.
We're tied. We go to a third round now.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm glad you remembered the rules of this game.
I don't know if I do or I don't. I just seem to think that's the way we used to play it.
All right, and Mike, we'll start with you first.
Very good.
Mike, your choices are...
Why do we all laugh at cocaine?
Why do you laugh? You never did it.
I know.
Remind us of somebody.
But I was there, baby.
I know you were. Mike, your choices are 4-3-7-1
flexible flat feet
or
outward and are very strong. Extremely flat feet.
4-7-3-4
4-3-7-1 please.
To listen
hope
to another
funny.
Topic.
Hope I blow him out of the water.
3-7-1
Let's see what happens.
Bad breath. Bad breath, okay. Halitosis, may be caused
you know,
many...
You it's funny.
It is funny.
But it's very beatable.
Mm-hmm. Hygiene.
I'm sorry,
but
Scott.
Yes. Yours must be funnier than bad breath.
This will lead to other causes of halitosis.
Give me a moment here.
Gum disease and tooth decay.
I'm sure I need this being sir.
Bad breath include eating foods such as garlic or onions.
Yeah, tell me something I don't know, Hammerhead.
Certain medication.
Rob, don't play it. No. Rob,
in the
no.
Buzz?
Yes.
Irregular
you did
steam.
Break the rule, Mike.
I know.
Medical problems such
Jesus.
As respiratory issues.
You were all under rules before.
I'll be right back.
How we play this game.
I'm going to find that tape. I'm looking for it.
Dentist has determined that your bad breath is not caused by dental.
It's a pretty good show we're doing right now, huh? You're listening to this?
I'm laughing.
For most people, the following will eliminate bad breath. Scheduling regular visits to your dentist and dental hygienist.
Buzz,
yes.
Your choices are...
All right.
Brushing twice a day with fluoride toothpaste. Brushing or scraping your tongue to remove odor.
Hey, there's tongue scraping.
5-2-7-1
All right.
Particles of food, if
or
removing dentures at night to clean them thoroughly before placing
4-8-0-3
Using a
ooh, that's tough. I'll choose 4-8-0-3
And it must be funnier than
to another topic.
Bad breath.
Topic number diaper rash. Smooth as a
we might have a tie, yeah.
Is that a push?
That's a push.
Is that a push?
Yeah,
that's
a push.
Because they are warm and
I'll give you one more, guys.
All right, Scott and Eric still battling along with us here.
I'll give you one more.
Diaper rash.
You know, speaking of diaper rash, you know what Gary bought for Robert that works great?
What's that?
It's called, I swear to you, butt face.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah,
it works.
We had it on the show.
I'm wearing it now.
Mike.
And it can cure bad breath.
Mike's
good on waffles.
Mike, your choices are... 4-9-7-4-4-9-5-3
please.
To listen to another topic.
4-9-5-3-5-3
Herpes.
Yeah.
Oh, do I take the lead?
All right, now.
Hard to beat herpes.
Mike has herpes in his pocket.
Yes.
Going into the final round.
And man, is my pocket itching.
It causes cold sores.
And Buzz?
Yes.
Blisters.
Your choices are...
Okay.
Most often below the waist and causes genital
six,
sex organ herpes.
7.
Uh-huh.
4.
Uh-huh.
5.
6, 7, 4, 5.
Or... 7-5-5-5
I've got to go with 7-5-5-5
And on the buttocks or thighs.
Funnier than
herpes.
Please enter the topic. Pronated foot.
Ah.
Oh.
Herpes wins.
Turn or rotate
the foot. Oh, herpes
Scott
always
I
wins.
Scott and I win.
Winner.
Wait.
Herpes, the big winner today.
Once again, if you guys kept score, who had what as we went through all of those? Do you remember what yours were?
You know, I had bad breath. I had herpes. Don't isolate those, please. Buzz had pronated foot. And what do you have before, Buzz?
I don't know.
Sleepwalking. Sleepwalking. We had incontinence in men, blood pressure, dandruff, phobias, diaper rash, and then Rob mentioned butt paste. I think all in all, it was a pretty damn fine segment.
I do like the way the man on the hotline says, cocaine.
Cocaine. For some reason, that cracked us all up.
That's not funny.
That's not.
Oh, but it is.
It is.
Let me just do what...
Hello, and welcome.
Give away the prize here in a second.
Library.
Cocaine.
If this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911 or your health care provider.
Let me try one in Spanish.
Okay,
if
very
you
good.
Would like to continue listening to the Health Information Library in English, press 1.
I tried playing this game one day with 911, but they were not amused.
El número de tópico que desea escuchar, marque ese número de cuatro dígitos ahora. O marque 1-0-0-0 para escuchar las instrucciones y una...
Come on.
We just want to hear a funny disease in Spanish.
Oh, come on, honey. What do I got to do? See, I didn't understand the instructions in Spanish.
You have an American
phone. Pero no recibí las instrucciones que marcó. Por favor, marque el número de cuatro dígitos del tópico ahora.
I'm going to try it once more.
See if there's anything in there about excessive lip bleeding.
Five is...
Es que esté teniendo problemas. Por favor, espere en la línea...
Oh, God.
We're putting you through to a professional.
The music.
In Spanish.
What,
Hello, and welcome to the Health Information Library. If this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911
I want
or
Spanish.
Your healthcare provider. If you would like to continue listening to the Health Information Library in English,
don't press 1.
Don't press it.
Okay. Si desea continuar escuchando a la Biblioteca de Información de la Salud en Español, marque 2.
2. Hit 2. 2.
Si sabe el número del tópico que desea escuchar, marque ese número de cuatro dígitos ahora. O marque 1-0-0-0 para escuchar las
instrucciones
y...
Sangrado nasal. Las causas. El sangrado de la nariz.
Hold on again. I think it's hemorrhoids.
Niños son dos veces...
Dude.
Lo siento, pero no recibí las...
Why don't they just speak English? But then it wouldn't be funny to hear the Spanish.
It still would be pretty funny.
Now suddenly you'll...
Sentimos que esté teniendo problemas. Por favor, espere en la línea mientras transferimos su llamada a una enfermera registrada.
Pronated.
Oh.
Man, if you're Spanish and you can't speak Spanish...
Now, I found one... That I'm pretty sure...
Hello, and welcome to the Health Information Library.
Okay.
If this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911 or your healthcare provider.
Want to hear laxatives?
If you would like to continue listening
to the
Health Information
Library in English, press 1. Are you trying to figure out what the instructions are in Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay, let me...
Si desea continuar escuchando a la Biblioteca de Información de la Salud en Español...
Let me call the restaurant.
This should be laxatives.
Just two languages they offer?
Yes. Laxatives.
Come on.
What about Russian?
Laxativos.
We're sorry you're having problems. Please hold while we transfer your call to a registered nurse.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
I wonder if she speaks English.
Now what are you going to do?
Hello.
I have low blood pressure, incontinence, and
Hello, and welcome to the Health Information Library.
I've split my lip.
An emergency.
I fell.
Hang up and call 911 or your healthcare provider.
Same thing now. Press 1 or press 2.
If you would like to continue listening to the Health Information Library in English,
press 2.
1.
Now I've just pressed the number.
Si sabe el número del tópico que desea escuchar, marque ese número de cuatro dígitos ahora.
Don't you have to hit one before you...
Hold on. That's 4. Now say something.
Lo siento, pero no recibí las instrucciones que marcó. Por favor, marque el número de cuatro dígitos del tópico.
Now you put your melody in, right?
Now it should be laxatives.
Laxantes. Los laxantes son drogas usadas para tratar...
The laxatives.
There it is.
You got it.
El estreñimiento se puede definir al
tener... Now when you hit one, when you want to go back to it?
Yeah, 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 semana, o dificultad excesiva o esfuerzo para...
Here's one you get.
Si desea escuchar...
4, 9, 5, 1.
Oh, dear.
I just want to get to chlamydia.
I know.
Spanish.
Oh,
hello,
it's the same in Spanish as it is in English.
Information Library. If this is an emergency...
Clamadilla. Clamadilla no es...
Si sabe el número del...
El clamadilla.
El clamadilla. Fine Corinthian clamadilla.
Clamadilla. Come on.
Lo siento. Pero no recibí las instrucciones que marcó.
Lo siento.
Por favor, marque el número de cuatro dígitos del tópico ahora.
What? If only we understood.
4, 9.
We could save the world.
Clamidia. La clamidia es la enfermedad
clamidia.
Más común. De hecho, la clamidia se presenta más frecuentemente en...
All right, let's do that one more time.
Si desea escuchar otro...
4, 9, 5, 1.
Oh!
Well, we heard it one time.
La media.
That means...
But it is the same thing.
Yeah.
The guy that Mike was playing
that
for...
That would be Scott.
Mm-hmm. Scott, who I don't see on the telephone anymore.
Well, then if Eric's the only one left standing, he wins.
I don't see any of the guys on the phone anymore.
Chlamydia.
Somebody has won the Simpsons customized soda vending machine with Stan. Chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
And that is from Fox Television.
Very good.
Not really sure who won, though.
Chlamydia.
Yeah, some lucky listener.
We all did. We all won.
Hello?
Any idea? Hey, hi, Beth Ann.
Oh.
Hey, Beth.
Did that?
Yeah.
We hung up on you.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia. Hello?
Hey.
The topic you have chosen is
chlamydia. Any idea what happened to the guys that were on the phone? Oh, we got him.
Yeah, we got
thank
him.
You, thank you. Thank you.
We're working hard back here.
Yeah. I know.
Without Joe.
Without Joe.
We're
Joe-less.
Okay.
He'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, B.A.
Bye.
Here is the winner from Las Vegas. It's Scott.
Ah. Hi, guys. I'm so glad Mike has herpes.
Thank you very much, Scotty.
Scott, congratulations. You won the Simpsons customized soda vending machine.
Hello. Awesome.
Hello, Scott.
With Stan.
It has
that is
Stan, Scott.
That is from Fox. Thank you for listening.
I can't wait to see the stand.
Dorkin Wee, thank you.
Thank
hold
you.
On. Hold on, my friend. All right, that's the information line.
That's the best one we've ever done.
Chlamydia. And Buzz, when we come back, we'll be talking to your friend John.
Excellent.
Of John and Sylvia.
Right.
Buzz's friends from out west, they'd say.
Los Angeles. Will we have any other family members? So, like, will Sylvia's mother be on?
Someday. Someday.
Sylvia's mother says,
for another 10 minutes, please.
This is Avery. I just got to talk to her.
That's the one.
Okay, stand by for Buzz's friend who went to see the Jay Leno show and said it's the most retarded thing he's ever been to.
Fantastic.
Behind the scenes at the Tonight Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just got what you just said to me.
I know.
You're my funny buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. Trying to lift your spirits.
Everyone take down those Halloween decorations. It's officially time to get into the spirit of the holiday season.
So buy some bright flashing lights to decorate your home. Spray some fake snow on your windows and get some OnStar personal calling minutes so you can wish your family a happy holiday no matter where you're headed.
OnStar personal calling is a hands-free phone that's built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle.
Voice-activated dialing and hands-free operation lets the whole family wish grandma a happy holidays from inside your vehicle.
It's easy to use when you want to make a call. You just call out the number or shout out a pre-programmed name tag, like, call poison.
It enables you to stay connected to those you need to talk to, even in cities and states where poison is illegal.
Use it to call the medical information line in Spanish. Ah, chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
In addition to OnStar personal calling, OnStar also gives you the security of driving safe.
Yes, press the blue button or minutes if you don't have OnStar. Check out OnStar.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Marty, I'd like you to meet Brian. He's substituting for Darlene while she's on vacation.
Oh, welcome to our little family, Brian. Little tip. Don't speak to Larry unless he speaks to you. Have fun, my boy. Nice suit.
The Don and Mike Show.
And
now, Jay Leno.
Well, you got to tell us about this friend of yours, John.
I have known John for 20 years at least. We met in San Diego when we were both working in radio there.
Hold on, Buzz.
Yes?
I'm so squirrely. Hold on a second.
The Don and Mike Show.
You got to rejoin like that.
We're not on
here. Then we got to play this thing here.
The Shameful Joy Boys, Don and Mike.
I was saying, Buzz, tell us about your friend, John.
John and I met about 20 years ago in San Diego where we both worked at the same radio station, and he's been my best friend ever since. So you go all over to visit this guy. Is this guy you visit down in Texas?
He used
to live in Texas.
Sylvia.
Recently moved to Los Angeles.
All right.
Had a chance to go see The Tonight Show, and it was an amazing experience, I guess.
We'll find out now.
Yeah.
This guy, does he know that we like Letterman and don't like Leno?
Yes, he does.
He does. Does he share?
He always has. Feeling? He's always been a Letterman guy over a Leno guy. He just had a chance to go see the show and thought it would be interesting, and it turned out it was.
Well, as we all would. I mean, if we had the chance to go see the show.
Sure, I mean, we would have loved to have seen it in the days when Carson was still doing it, and we never got the chance.
I'd go see it. If I got a free ticket, I'd go see it.
Yeah. Is he cool with being on the air?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then you tell him he's on the air. When he says hello, you tell him hi.
All right.
This is Buzz's friend, John.
John.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Oh, hold on. There you go.
Hello, John.
Hey, hello.
Hi, it's Buzz in Washington, D.C. How are you?
Fine. How about you?
Good. We're well, thank you. We're on the air right now.
Fantastic.
Thanks for joining us.
Hi, John. It's Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, John.
It's the radio gods.
So, John, you're married to Sylvia, right?
That is correct.
Now, I've never met you or met your wife, but, you know.
That's true.
Oh, have we really?
Yes, we've met at least once before.
Really, when?
On a Thanksgiving when you guys were first in D.C.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Sorry, I don't remember that. I do remember, though, constant talk from Buzz about always going to see John and
John
Sylvia.
John and Sylvia, he's always talking about going to see you guys, right?
Yeah.
Before we get into you being on the Tonight Show, or at the Tonight Show, you ever swap with Buzz?
No.
No, it never happened?
Never happened.
Never happened.
Never
worked out a deal. You know, any friend of Buzz, we always have to ask. You understand that?
I completely understand.
Okay, so you go to see the Jay Leno show, and Buzz was telling me, here's the reason I asked if you could be on the show. Buzz was telling me all the stuff that happened to you, and I said, you know, this is great, exactly what we want, behind-the-scenes stuff. Now, keep in mind, Rob went to see Letterman a couple years ago and told us how jive it was backstage at Letterman before he goes on. Mm-hmm. Walk us through the entire experience, because our thought process on this, John, is that Leno's audiences are stupider.
They like to get ramped up with the bright colors, and they're much more like trained monkeys.
So anyway, what happens when you go into the Jay Leno Tonight Show?
Well, we got in the studio, I would say, about 45 minutes before the show started taping, which is at 4:30 Pacific time. So we got in there about, 3:45. And, not much is going on. And then, like you guys say, there's hundreds of lights in there and the high definition monitors are on. So, of course, you're a little distracted by all that. There's a lot of stuff going on in the studio and it's all kind of interesting. The most important thing that happened next was that Jay came out dressed, in street clothes. This happened at about, I'd say, 15 minutes before the show started.
Right.
So he's still in his street clothes 15 minutes before the show started.
He's wearing like a jean jacket to show he's a regular guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And he comes out and you could tell right away that he's done this just way too many times,
He's like a little too cocky?
Well, just bored.
Wow.
He's like, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hi, it's Jay Leno, which went, goes right through you. So
does he do any kind of a warm-up at all, or?
No, he absolutely just introduced himself. He said, these are going to be the guests on the show tonight, and does anybody have any questions? And some guy in the front row jumps up and says, yeah, can I get a picture with you? And he says, sure. So now the whole audience, 350 people, are kind of sitting in our seats watching somebody else getting their picture taken, which is the most boring thing in the world.
Okay, all right, good.
I mean, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so he says, any other questions? And, of course, now a whole family wants to get up and get their picture taken.
Oh, my God.
So here
casual
we go.
Casual Jay.
Yeah. So here we are. And Jay's making goofy faces while the picture's being taken.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, here you go. Since I'm bored, I don't want to do it. I really don't want to be here.
Maybe.
And I think that if he'd have spent 15 minutes out there, we'd had, 15 pictures taken because that's all anybody really wanted to do.
All right.
So he was done with that, and I got to go get ready. So he takes off backstage, and out comes the warm-up guy. I guess the warm-up act is what they call
it. Sure, a comedian.
Yeah, and I am really sorry that I've forgotten his name, because in hindsight, this was the funniest part of the whole afternoon.
All right, good.
He's totally loose, very engaged with the audience, very hip. And he comes out, and he's kind of, he does what he's supposed to do. He doesn't tell us jokes or anything, but, he's, okay, everybody stand up and clap, and everybody cheer. Okay, this side cheer, that side cheer, and he starts throwing T-shirts and, the stuff that you would normally expect, an audience warm-up guy to do. There's a young couple in the front row, and I don't know, without getting into details, he kind of picked on them a little bit, which kind of ingratiated the rest of the audience to him. So it went out really well. Then it got interesting. He says, kind of like, what was his name on Larry Sanders? Hank?
Hank Kingsley?
Right. Yeah, Hank Kingsley.
Look Around Cafe.
He goes, the Look Around Cafe, exactly. He goes, okay, now you guys are really an important part of the show.
Oh, no. Oh, that's just like Larry Sanders in the game now.
Sanders. And he said, you know, we have found through research, I don't know what kind of research that would be, but we have found that if the audience in the studio audience is engaged with the show and laughing and having a good time, well, the people at home think it's a better show.
Oh, God.
No. Oh, right. So now he has kind of given us a job. You know, these 350 people in this audience now have a job to do.
Even if we don't entertain you, just go ahead and react.
Laugh anyway.
Exactly. So in hindsight...
That's a promise we've had with our audience for the last 20 years.
Just fake it.
If you listen to this show, you must be amazed or amused or whatever.
Okay.
So he says we've got, you know, just remember to, you know, be engaged and have a good time, and then the audience at home will have a good time, and... what else did he say? I think that was the most important part there.
All right, what about the Nazis?
I'm sorry, Don, go ahead.
What about the Nazis? I mean the security guards.
Oh, the Nazis. Yeah, I'm getting to that. So the show starts, Jay comes out, does his monologue. Everybody in the first three or four rows is told, jump up when Jay comes out.
Okay, this is a good point.
Yeah, and stand around the little stage that he comes down to, and Jay will high-five you and shake your hand and all this. So that's sort of a pre-produced sort of...
Isn't it funny that they have to instruct the audience, Jay will
jump
come
up
down.
And stand up and Jay will high-five you.
Well, right, it's a guaranteed standing ovation, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so there you go. And the show starts, he does his monologue, which is traditionally not funny.
Right.
Right, as always.
And, you know, he didn't break with tradition while I was there.
All right, good.
And we go to our first commercial break, and the band, Kevin Eubanks, they break into a rap song. Now, I'm there with a buddy. A buddy had come to town, a business associate. He had a ticket, so we were there. The first thing we do is look at each other, and I said, rap? And my buddy goes, man, these guys do not know their target audience. At least in the audience, you know, at least in the studio audience.
Let me guess, was the percentage of audience members 95% white?
Yeah, I was going to say about...
I thought you were going to say 95 years old.
White and uptight?
I was going to say, between 30 and 50 right. would cover, you know, 90 to 95% of the audience, 95% white, and I know, I guess, apparently middle class, you know, people, and we're just... We want to be engaged with the show based on, you know, the Hank Kingsley guy who comes out and says, you know, clap at the jokes. And we're just looking at each other and, okay, well, then we do the next segment. Oh, the security guards.
Well, hold on. Before you talk about the Nazi security guards, how is the audience, now, the music that they're playing, is it loud? Is it deafening?
Oh, yeah.
And how is the audience, I mean, because I would imagine no matter how old you are, if you feel the beat, was the audience at least being rhythmic? Were they moving at all, or were they just sitting there?
No, we were absolutely just sitting there.
And what does Jay do while the after the monologue and before the first guest comes out? What does he do? Does he go backstage, or does he stay on the set?
No, I think he stayed on the set. Yeah, he stayed out there. But... Again, it would have been better if he'd turned the music down or something and come out and chatted with us or told, you know, did some of his old stand-up routine or something that would have been better than what we just saw.
Yeah, but you know, that's like the whole dumb thing. That's my thing with FedEx Field going to a Redskins game, that they right. think that they've got to pipe in the stuff that's young and hip that will keep sure. you on the edge of your seat.
But didn't the loud music actually silence the audience?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing else to do. You can't talk.
Okay, just like at the Redskins game.
Right, exactly.
And what about the security guards? I called them Nazis, my word.
No. Well, yeah, that was the email I sent to Buzz about this. But right. this was the most amazing thing. Now, again, I feel like from a show business standpoint, you would want the audience to feel loose and comfortable and having a good time.
Right.
So we go to the first commercial break, and all of a sudden, out of the corners of the room come these uniformed security guards. And, you know, they look like your typical military-type person or police-type person. And three or four of them get right in front of the stage. And, I mean, obviously what they're trying to do is keep somebody from just suddenly jumping up on the stage.
Right, God forbid.
And two or three of them are based, you know, strategically based through the audience. And there's this one guy I notice. He's standing down in front. He's got his legs spread in almost a combat-type stance. And you know what you do when you have a pitcher's mitt in your hand but you don't have a baseball? You kind of use your fist to...
Yeah, you do some of the thing.
Yep.
punching his hand.
Yeah.
His fist.
Exactly. So he's got his open, he's got a, his left hand is like an open palm, and his right hand is balled into a fist, and he's punching.
Oh, my God.
That's friendly.
How great is this?
Yeah. And I looked down there, and I thought, oh, my God. And then the guy standing close to my buddy and I mean, he was giving us the evil eye. They look like security or Secret Service guys. If you've seen those, you know, they never smile.
Mm-hmm.
They're constantly looking at, you know, around for trouble. And that's what these guys were doing.
Protecting Jay.
Yeah.
So to sum up the experience thus far, Jay comes out, says hello, gets forced to have a couple pictures taken, leaves. The warm-up guy comes out and says, whatever you do, laugh at everything that Jay says. Then Jay comes out and tells the monologue.
The unfunny monologue takes they go to commercial break and the security guards come out pound their fists.
After they play the loud rap music that no one can hear over, makes everybody
stifle the energy of the audience.
Feel uncomfortable anyway.
Wow.
Now, when the guards came out, how many guards were there in total that came out into the stage and theater area?
There was at least three across the front of the stage.
Right.
And, you know, everything looks bigger on TV. It's not
sure.
big.
Right, of
it's
course.
Not, it's not that big. And so there's three guys guarding the stage. There was a guy standing, of course, because I'm, you know, almost 50 years old and very unhip, they put me and my buddy at the back, the upper back part of the audience. We were in the very last
yes.
row.
Yeah, not a chance you'll get the high five, Jay.
No.
And that's cool. I mean, I don't care about that. But there was one guy standing near me, and so there was four that I could see. Based on that number, I would say there was at least two more that I couldn't see.
So half a dozen security guys.
Exactly.
Wow.
And how did the date end? When you got to the end of the show and Jay was done, did anybody come out and say thanks or watch for yourself on TV, or did you try to sell stuff? What happened at the end?
No, it was over. I mean, we got up and left.
Everybody just cleared out.
Boom, we were gone.
And who were the guests? Who were the guests on the Leno show?
And technically speaking, what happened was, you know, they do the two guests, the music group, and then when the taping is officially over, they tape, I guess, promos, you know, that run on the stations.
Okay,
right.
At night before the show. So there's a couple of quick little tapings like that. And then it's over, and then everybody leaves, and it's gone. The guests were Nicolas Cage,
mm-hmm.
Jennifer Tilly, and the musical group was Wilcox.
And how were they, and how was the group?
I thought Nicolas Cage, I mean, I really have respected the movies I've seen of him.
Yeah?
But it was, I don't know, I just wasn't entertained.
You just had a terrible time at the Tonight Show, didn't you?
Do you think someone not as smart as you, John, would come back from this experience and say it was not great? Do you think someone maybe 40, 50 IQ points below you would go to this and say, this is
the greatest entertainment experience I've ever enjoyed.
Of my life.
Well, you know what? Based on the number of security guards I saw there, yes.
What was the mood of the people as they departed the studio? Was it genuinely an up crowd? Is they really like, wow, look what we just saw? Or were there more people like you?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that anybody was real excited. We were over. I mean, I don't. A lot of this is in hindsight. You have to understand because it goes by pretty quick. But I know about halfway through the show, I started looking at my watch.
Oh man, like a bad movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh, that's
exactly.
Bad.
John,
that's it.
We got to go to your friend Buzz's news now, John. Thank you for that update on the Jay Leno show.
Behind the scenes of the Tonight Show.
Thank
very
you,
John.
Thank you guys for having me on. It's been so many years. We got to
you really never have swapped with Buzz.
No, we haven't, but I got plenty of stories I can tell you.
Oh, we'll have to rebook you.
Can you tell us 1 in 10 seconds?
Yeah, I think the first time Buzz, Mrs. Burbank, and myself all went out somewhere, we went to a nude beach.
Oh, that's it. That's 10 seconds. Yeah. You rock, John. Way to go.
All right, sorry, Buzz.
Way to use that time, John.
I'm so sorry, Buzz.
Don't be sorry.
Nice talking to you, John.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Went to a nude beach.
Yeah.
Buzz.
He is horny always.
In a world where only the radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Hi.
He made it up.
Your friend was a good interview.
Good interview.
Good.
You know,
I'm glad you thought so.
The key to a good interview is it's a great finish. He had a great finish.
He did. Buzz, what is your nude beach lead story today on the nude beach news and comments, nude beach?
Today, the Bush administration flushes out its colon. Powell.
Oh, okay, funny guy.
Stay tuned for news and comments, coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
Dude Beach professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you planning to give the gift of music this holiday season? If you are, a new iPod with iTunes is the way to go.
If you still haven't heard, being a part of the digital music revolution is easy. All you need to do is download the latest version of iTunes free from www.itunes.com for your Mac or PC, Don.
Hey, Rigo.
You.
When I saw you on the George and Sonny show on Saturday night.
Was I showing calf?
Man, you had half your leg. You know, it's that thing when a guy's crossing his leg and you can see his pants come up and then you see where the sock is and you see all that flesh.
No, I still manage to work out trying to get him in, you know.
You know, once you get your iPod installed, you can use the iTunes Music Store, Rigo, to search and produce, I'm sorry, purchase music by artist, song, genre. You can even check out newly released exclusive tracks.
You can preview 30 seconds of every song before you buy it so you can be sure it's the track you want.
It's as simple as a few clicks to buy a song or album, and iTunes will do the rest. With the most advanced auto-sync capabilities out there, all you have to do is plug in your iPod. In a matter of seconds, your purchased song will appear.
iPod, there's one for everyone this holiday season. Loosen up, Donnie, baby.
And that's...
I love mine.
That's... You love what?
As much as my calf.
Oh, your iPod.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show. WKKF.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A big part of the Salt Lake City scene.
Well,
the Don and Mike Show.
Not really. Not anymore, friends. You can find out the markets that we're in and the times we're in. We got a nice affiliate list, www.donandmikewebsite.com. It's our official website.
It's the website everybody's talking about.
Daily audio downloads, affiliate news, daily show logs, links, fantasy football, pick the pros, hideous pictures at our store. At DonandMikeWebsite.com. Time now for Buzz's News. Buzz is brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break is the revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Here is Buzz Girdley, friend of John, who we went to a nude beach with.
I like John. That was a very good segment.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Thank you.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. To the surprise of absolutely no one, Secretary of State Colin Powell has resigned from the Bush White House.
Man, they're all jumping like rats off a sinking ship.
Sure are.
But I mean, the ship just won.
Right.
What's up with that?
I don't get it. Since the invasion of Iraq, Powell has seemed less than enthusiastic about the administration's foreign policy. His departure makes way for the much more enthusiastic Condoleezza Rice to step up to the cabinet from her role as National Security Advisor.
I will finally be able to use all those glare jokes. All that stuff from the complete sheet.
They love that glare humor.
They do. And Powell's departure keeps in motion the major shakeup in the cabinet. Already gone are Attorney General John Ashcroft and Commerce Secretary Don Evans. Soon to go, besides Powell, are Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham, and Education Secretary Rod No Child Left Behind Page.
The Bush victory has impacted Colin.
It has. Yeah, but he'll be out of there soon.
Vice President and heart patient Dick Cheney, meanwhile, is recuperating at home after a weekend hospital visit.
Winner!
Don't we have the Dick Cheney music?
Oh, we do.
Hold on, we got a lot of Dick Cheney sound effects.
You debuted that the day after the election. There it is. There's the Dick Cheney music.
Cheney had checked in for shortness of breath after a hunting trip in South Dakota. It turns out it was just a cold, not another in a series of heart episodes that have occurred since 1978. President Bush heard prayers for Cheney when he was in church yesterday morning and stood by, ready to assume power if necessary.
Funny.
I'm surprised you left the house today. If you saw 60 Minutes last night, on it, a former CIA agent told Steve Croft that Al-Qaeda will attack the U.S. with a nuclear weapon or some other weapon of mass destruction.
Whoever this guy was on 60 Minutes last night also spent some time saying, for the last 10 years, the United States has looked at Osama bin Laden as a thug, a guy that we shouldn't really worry about. This guy had all kinds of stuff that he was throwing out last night.
Mike Hattie, I'm not kidding you this time.
Michael Schur. Michael Schur is the guy's name. And quoting him, their intention, Al-Qaeda, is to end the war as soon as they can and to ratchet up the pain for Americans until we get out of their region. And although Shewer's more optimistic about U.S. policy these days, he says the U.S. fumbled at least 10 chances to capture or kill Osama bin Laden before 9/11. Time magazine, meanwhile, says one captured operative has told of al-Qaeda's plan to smuggle the WMDs into the U.S. through Mexico. The U.S. is now watching more closely the heavy truck traffic from Mexico.
Yeah, there'd be no problem down there. We've got that tight as Tupperware down there.
Nobody's getting over that border.
And Mexican officials have started keeping a closer eye on their flight schools and aviation facilities. And keep that in mind about the border when we get to the end of this buzzcast. And,
hold on a second. I saw something over the weekend on one of the network newscasts about the new way that they're smuggling kids in from Mexico.
Yes.
This was sad, but it made me laugh. They had a guy who had a truck, a pickup truck.
Right.
And in the back of the pickup truck, he had like 12 piñatas.
Ah.
They were all kids.
They had 3 and 4 kids each that had climbed. It was like that thing with how many clowns are going to get out of the car.
Right.
There were Powder Puff Girl piñatas.
They show, right. They show the head coming off this piñata in a relatively big pinata, like maybe 4 or 5
right.
feet tall.
Uh-huh.
They show the head coming off with the INS agents, whoever they are, down there. And then you just see like 8 hands coming up through the head at
oh
once.
Oh, my God.
They said the guy had like 32 kids in 8 pinatas.
Oh, my God.
And it's the new way of smuggling kids in.
But wow. For Neil Clark Warren, it's better than candy.
Yeah, for Michael Jackson.
That's right.
That's like a real pinata.
Goodbye.
Now that Iraq is a democracy and its first elections are just a few weeks away, an Iraqi official says the voting might have to be delayed. Deputy Prime Minister Bahram Saleh says he and other officials are determined to have the election, but he says they have to assess the country's security situation as the vote draws closer. All that shooting, you understand. Military officials say they've seized Fallujah in the name of freedom and that, except for some pockets of resistance, the situation is under control.
Those are hot pockets.
But U.S. officials also admit they're still fighting in Baghdad, Ramadi, and Mosul.
Would you like a hot pocket, Scott?
Hot pocket, Dr. Eva.
There you are. Thank you, Mini-Me. A hot pocket.
Here at home, an update on the indecency witch hunt. Where we last left the FCC, it was refusing to tell TV stations whether airing Save It and Private Ryan would violate rules.
Thank God I was sick this weekend. I was able to devote all my time to printing out copies of my complaint letter to the FCC.
Wonderful.
I must have got 400 or 500 of them out.
Send them all. You just change the addresses.
For the show, all the FCC would say is that it would investigate any complaints it got about the Oscar-winning film.
But dig this. All of my complaints, I signed them Mr. Seymour Heine.
I love that.
IP Daily, that was another one I used as well.
You didn't use Joe. I like the one at the Easter egg hunt, did you? I don't even know if we can say it.
I don't think we can anymore.
I don't think you can.
But it was a good one. And yes, I used that one too.
You made me laugh always. One of my best memories. There you go, Johnny. Enjoy your Easter.
The movie aired on ABC on Veterans Day. Well, today, the FCC says it did, in fact, get complaints.
Mm-hmm.
A conservative Christian group called the American Family Association, or NAACI for short, flooded the FCC with complaints about the violence and the language that often comes with violence.
Now, Buzz, yes? I want to quote Buzz here. Because anytime you ask, when Buzz is ill, he always gives you a percentage.
Uh-huh.
I want to say that I'm about 72% operating today.
Okay.
So I'm not quite 100%.
All right.
But I'm still detecting a bit of cynicism from you with this news.
Now that's the cold.
I don't think we're getting fair and balanced news.
You know,
I'm
probably just feverish. You know how much I like Buzz, but I will tell you I do think that he's a little bitter. I'm detecting just a slight...
I don't see where you get that.
I could be wrong. I'm not going to make a definitive comment on it.
I know this about my best...
Until I'm sure.
My best buddy Mike...
Uh-huh.
He's let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's supporting her president.
That's like a Simpsons laugh we just had.
But it was a real...
That's a Simpsons laugh right there.
Hold on, my God. Hold on, I told you.
All right, don't have the aneurysm here.
I'm okay.
I am.
The FCC...
Of course I am.
The FCC has TV stations so frightened about airing anything even arguably objectionable, a third of ABC's TV stations chose not to air the movie. And fear is a much more effective form of censorship than
amazing
any law
me,
you could write.
What's amazing is, even if you don't like the movie, I wasn't that crazy about the movie, but you know, it is a story about... really the greatest generation, as Tom Brokaw says, and it's a story about heroism, and it's ridiculous.
This is what is wrong with the FCC, that you certainly could make an argument that in context, it's okay to have that on, it's okay to have the violence, have the F-bomb, but the FCC has ruled, because Bono said the F-word, you can't say it no matter what the circumstance,
right.
No matter if it's with the best. As I've tried to say to my wife before, I only meant that in the best possible way.
Best possible way.
You absolutely can't. And then I have to ask why it's okay. Why you can do that, and the FCC has that rule.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the other hand, and again, I, they're just words. That's the thing that's really starting to piss me off about
mm-hmm.
this.
Right.
It's just a word. It's like fire truck. It's a word that starts with F and ends with K.
Mm-hmm.
Fire truck, okay? I'm watching the last part of the Notre Dame game.
Okay.
On Saturday, just I'm flipping around, sick, nothing better to do.
Right.
And I see that Notre Dame has lost. I'm not a big college fan, but I'm following it. They're talking to the quarterback for whoever the team is that Notre Dame plays, and he says it's that tool Tom Hammond,
mm-hmm.
who goes, oh, I'm here with a winning player from whatever, the Penn State or Pittsburgh, whoever it is. What are your feelings? And he says, this one. Now, the guy's caught up in the heat of the moment.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This is the greatest effing game that we've ever, and he's, oh, God, I'm sorry. The player. Now, the guy on NBC, Tom Hammond, says, oh, we really apologize for that language.
You remember when something like that would slip and nobody really think twice about it?
Right.
It would just be a slip. Here's, now, my God, they're all worried about the death penalty.
Amen, Mike. This guy, the announcer for NBC, I'm positive had to go buy some new underpants. Because
you know what? I've given up trying to figure it out. I've given up trying to figure out everything. And I might be post-election right now, but I've given up trying to figure out why we are so obsessed with, maybe dropping the F-bomb and Saving Private Ryan, and at the same time, we're so obsessed with Scott Peterson and whether he gets life or death when we're losing people every day over in Iraq, and those guys don't get any right.
notification
when
through.
They should be their American heroes that are dying over there for what they believe is a good cause, and I believe it too. We're over there. You've got guys over there, but what do our news stories lead with in this country? They lead with Scott Peterson. Oh, is Scott Peterson going to get the death penalty? What the hell about the guys that are in Fallujah dying every day?
But
this
Mike,
doesn't make sense to me.
He looks like Dean Cain.
Yeah. And you know, it's bam. Oh, that,
and,
you know, and pardon me for getting heavy, but I just wanted to get this off my chest, a serious thought. And I just don't think, regardless of whether you were for the war, against the war, the fact is we are fighting a war right now. And nobody is paying attention to these heroes that die every single day.
Well, that's
don't
true.
Put these guys right. on the front page
part of the
and
problem
also on
is,
the news every night.
Part of the problem is like when Ted Koppel tried to run the names,
mm-hmm.
it's propaganda. That's
oh,
what you...
man, no, it's not. You know, we know we're over there.
I know
we're,
it.
You
know,
we're all
you
back.
Know it.
Yeah, and you know, yeah. we're all over there now. Everybody, look, regardless of your politics, if you do, you know, and you see all the yellow ribbons that people love to put on the back of their car that say support the troops. But you know what? If you really support the troops, I hope you're thinking about it every single day. Because I am. I think about it every day that there are people over there. And I hope, you know, there was a picture in USA Today that I looked at 10 minutes ago. Shows the great American GI. My God,
right.
it looks like it's something right out of World War II,
yes,
not Fallujah. That we've got brave guys that are doing this every single day, regardless of your politics. That should be front page every single day. We should be making these guys, you know, that are giving up their lives at 20, they should be heroes and not goddamn Scott Peterson who murdered. What's going to happen with that? Who gives? I could care less about Scott Peterson. I'm sorry. I had to get that off my chest.
You made a good point.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. You're the one that's feeling under the weather, and there
okay,
I am.
No,
there I am
feeling under the weather.
It
has nothing to do with it. Go ahead.
I just, of all the things that I just wanted to scream about, it drives me insane.
You're right.
And I think it's a duty. I swear to God, I believe
it's a duty.
It's the duty of every American every day to think about the guys that are over there, the guys
Mike,
and the women that are over there.
How are we supposed to think about them when SpongeBob SquarePants opens in 4 days?
Yeah. Well,
haven't you seen the ads for
there
that?
There you go. There you go. I try to make a point, and you once again have trumped me completely.
As a hero.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
And one more thing about the F word.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not okay to have it during Shaving Ryan's privates.
Right.
It's not okay to have it when the guy on TV for the football team says it and doesn't mean to say it. That's not okay.
Right.
However, when I'm watching the NFL yesterday, why is it okay when a play goes wrong to have a replay of, for instance, Mike Holmgren from the Seattle Seahawks,
mm-hmm.
and they go back to a replay, and he says, come on, read his lips,
mm-hmm.
that's BS.
Mm-hmm.
That's effing BS.
When you, and you don't hear it, but you see him mouthing it.
And then the guys say, oh, I think you can't tell how upset Coach Holmgren was
right.
about that one.
It's perfectly acceptable then.
Yeah. What's the difference there?
There is none.
If the guy on TV with the Notre Dame guy had said, we played a great, and had mouthed the word, mm-hmm. would that have been okay?
Right.
Have been okay?
I don't think so.
Mike, only 4 days until SpongeBob.
Oh, fantastic.
I wish I could think about our troops.
I can't wait.
I know.
But I'm looking at a picture right now. There's David Hasselhoff in the premiere.
He's in
yeah.
it. With the guy in a big SpongeBob SquarePants suit.
Yeah, and Patrick Starr as well.
Did anybody...
Who's Patrick yeah. Starr? The guy that looked like the big grape bottle?
No, next to him, you can't see him because of the aspect of the picture, but he's a starfish. He's Patrick Starr.
I see.
It's a pretty good show.
Squidward?
Yeah, he likes interpretive dance and he plays the clarinet.
There you go.
I make my kids watch it.
Sure you do. Buzz?
Yes.
What is next?
When we come back, CBS fires a producer for daring to interrupt CSI Miami.
Right on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
With furs by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills,
yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
For information on today's show, go to www.donandmike website. That's our new official website. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Yes, CBS has fired the news producer who cut off the last 5 minutes of CSI New York last week to tell us that Yasser Arafat had died. CBS apologized and then repeated the episode later in the week for the angry viewers who'd missed it. So they could be told that Arafat, who was alive and then dead and then alive and then dead and then alive again, had died. ABC and NBC just put it across the bottom of the screen out west and let its East Coast and Central Zone stations air it on their local news 5 minutes later.
I noticed this morning when the Colin Powell's thing came down.
Right.
I was like flipping around and seeing who breaks into programming.
Yes.
And I think a lot of it has to do with what's on.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, on NBC, it was the Today Show.
Right.
So they just broke in.
That's supposedly a news program.
Right. CBS broke in with that guy with the big feathery hair, the guy John Roberts.
Mm-hmm. John Roberts.
Fox.
I'm John Roberts.
Fox broke in with, that guy that I hate, Shepard Smith.
Oh, yeah. Yes, J-Lo from the block.
And ABC, at least here in D.C.,
uh-huh.
did not break in
mm-hmm.
to Regis and Kelly.
No. As long as in Washington I don't get any major significant breaking news from Joe Krebs, I'm happy. And when he says,
bah.
Have a great day,
uh-huh. bah.
And I look at his little rat eyes,
bah.
I know he doesn't mean it.
The guy tries to say bye. He doesn't say bye. He says he's trying to be like the cool DJ.
Yeah.
Bah.
He might say make it a great day.
Yes.
Something he might like say that. Make it a great day.
But Mike,
he's that jive.
At 10:55, whenever he's done for the day,
after starting at 5 a.m.,
his absolute sign off is, and he's got a patented dumb wave where it's kind of like the hand goes down in a sweeping motion.
Right.
It's,
uh-huh.
Bah.
Bah.
That's
the sign off.
Bah.
It's just further evidence that, especially in television broadcasters, they should not be allowed to make the minimum wage.
But I was very happy to know that at least our local ABC station, Channel 7, didn't see the need to break in to Regis and Kelly for that breaking news about Colin Powell.
Oh, they can't do that, for God's sakes.
Thanks for watching Notre Dame.
The Bill Clinton Library opens in Little Rock, Arkansas this week. After the bra-cutting ceremony, hundreds of thousands of people are expected to visit in the first year alone.
We get jokes.
I like that. Unlike most presidential libraries, this one will have a section dedicated to the impeachment of President Clinton. Impeachment, of course, is a process that can, but did not, in Clinton's case, lead to removal from office. Clinton Library officials say Monica Lewinsky's name can be found in the impeachment alcove, along with the name Paula Jones. Hillary says this is important because it's, quote, part of history. Among those at the library for its opening festivities, Hillary, former Presidents Bush and Carter, Bono and The Edge from U2, John Glenn, Aretha Franklin, Cicely Tyson, and Quincy Jones.
Sound like the list at Dumb Star Jones' wedding last night, of which, or Saturday, which Hillary Clinton was at as
yes,
well.
Yes, ah. Senator Clinton. Well, the value of the American dollar overseas continues to drop below tinfoil headed for the ball of string. The value of the U.S. dollar is now at its lowest point in over 9 years. What does this mean? Well, for one thing, it drives up the value of gold, which has just hit its highest point in over 16 years.
Where's your gold?
You are a Johnny Optimist today.
I'm sorry.
I mean, maybe I don't normally pick up on this.
He's telling you to go get a pot of gold.
That's right.
I don't get a chance to do Evil Leprechaun.
Where's your gold?
Not often enough. $440 an ounce is what gold is worth now.
Is it now? Better find your gold.
Also makes the U.S. deficit look smaller than it actually is, which economists say makes officials in Washington happy because it's like permission to spend even more. In sports, steroids do work. Barry Bonds, for the seventh time in his career, has been named the best player in his league.
Winner!
The San Francisco Giants slugger secured 24 of 32 first-place votes for the National League's Most Valuable Player title.
He ain't a team guy, though.
And finally, a small business.
All right, Jack Cassidy.
The entertainment guy.
Jack Cassidy.
Did you see me today in front of the White House?
Setting myself on fire.
Jack Cassidy.
Bisexual.
There I am.
Finally, a small business owner in Tennessee has been accused of spanking two of his firm 19-year-old female employees. The young women say 57-year-old Gene, shaved ice entrepreneur Paul Eugene Levengood, made them sign a thing saying, I give Gene permission to bust my behind any way he sees fit.
Right on!
The girls say they never expected he meant real spankings. One woman says he took her to the back room, bent her over his knee, and gave her 20 whacks for forgetting to put the banana into a smoothie, which in itself sounds inappropriate. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Yes. That's it. We got to go. Thank you, RuPaul. Thank you, Guy, that was on, the old guy that did Star Jones' wedding invitation.
Yeah, his name was Brian.
Nancy Yodel, everybody else. We'll see you tomorrow with the new episode. Ron and Fez, coming up next, Washington, Baltimore, and Tampa Bay. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Feel better, Don.
I'm trying. You.
You smell smoke.
Okay. I guess you have to ask Ron and Fez and I why the building smells like it's on fire.
Yes, yeah, very interesting story there.
Probably nothing.
How come the building never is on fire when we're on the air? I said, we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
What's your poison?
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having
Mike's
a nice audience if you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
You're funny.
Thank you.
I said poison.
Oh, thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.